Blog Talk Radio.
It's 1972, an election year, and once again, black people are running for their lives. Reasons are things like the King Alfred Plan, the concentration camps that were used during the Second World War to house Oriental Americans are now being refurbished to confine their new residents, i.e. black people. Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. This is the King Alfred Plan. Ha! Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. Places are being prepared and readied night and day, night and day. The white boy's plan is being readied night and day, night and day. Listen close to what raps say about traps like Allenwood, PA. Already legal in D.C. to preventively detain you and me. How long you think it's going to be before even our dreams ain't free? You think I exaggerate? Check out Allenwood, PA. Night and day, night and day. The white boy scheming night and day. The Jews and Hitler come to mind, the thought of slavery far behind, but white paranoia's here to stay, the white boys scheming night and day. What you think about the King Alfred Plan? You ain't heard? Where you been, man? If I may paraphrase, the government notice reads, should there at any time become a clear and present danger initiated by any radical element threatening the operations of the government of the United States of America, members of this radical element shall be transported to detention centers until such time as their threat has been eliminated. Code King Alfred. Bullshit, I bet you say. There ain't no Allenwood, PA, and people ain't waiting night and day, night and day, night and day. There will be, without the Motown sound and Thunderbird wallowing in the echoes of Malcolm's words, there must be black unity. There must be black unity, for in the end, unity will be thrust upon us and we upon it and each other, locked in cages, pinned, hemmed in, shoulder to shoulder, arms outstretched for just a crust of bread, watermelon mirages, an oasis that does not exist, conjured up by the bubbling stench, unwashed bodies and unsanitary quarters, concrete and barbed wire, babies screaming, stumbling around in a mental circle because you never cared enough to be black. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us, blanketed, stifled, a salty taste in your mouth from blood oozing from cracks in woolly heads, red pools becoming thicker than syrup, slow down your face, birds matted by the life force, sprung loose from wells, well deep by the enforcers of mock justice of the red, white, and blue. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us. Let us unite because of love and not hate. Let us unite on our own and not because of barbed wire death. You dare not ignore the things I say. Whitey's waiting night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day.
That's the King Alfred Plan. Almost sounds like the Twilight Zone.
Thank you.
The Twilight Zone, and you are on the Helios Business Hour, the Book of the Sun, your host, Dry Bones. And let me just say to you, this going to be one of them shows you're going to be saying, whoa, unto thee. All right. I want to thank everybody last week. Wonderful time. Wonderful time. Brother Tariq, California Love, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody out there listening today, appreciate you for listening. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to make it hot early. So much to say and so much to go on this week. But we're going to keep it in a concise time frame. Y'all know we love sports, like sports, but we told you sports is under magic spells. And, of course, having such great people on this program, Brother Eddie, something came into my lap. I just have to play it today for y'all because I know they don't do nothing. Nothing. They don't do nothing without a purpose. And boy, do we got a purpose with this one. So also, special shout out to my sister in crime of breaking up minds. We in the crime of waking up minds. Sister Antoinette doing much better for those who called and asked about her. She is doing fine. Hope to have some word from her herself. Help her back on the air. So much love to her. And everybody out there who was concerned, much love to you. Showing love. We like that. Now, today's program is, do facts really matter in 2023? Obviously not. From all that we learned, do these facts really matter to people? You can tell them that a train is coming at 12 o'clock, a train could come. They don't care. They won't show up. They'll be late for the train, even though you told us that 12. So the same thing should apply to the whole macro sphere of this world. That's in your world, is still in the world as well. You are not alone. So today's program is going to dab into that. It's going to hit on everything today. We're going to hit on some sports, some life, some religion, relationships that are going to be in total turmoil if the Japanese get their way. when y'all find out these robots are outperforming y'all, we already know that the dildos have been outperforming people for years, but this is a whole new ball game about to come on the horizon now. So sit back, stay cool, stay calm, get your pens and paper out because we got until kickoff time. So y'all get it on, get it ready. I'm going to talk about news in the world, not America. I'm going to show you what the world is talking about, not America. See, the world is looking at America and all its inhabitants and saying, what the hell, they ain't waking up. But their news, so if y'all go on my slide projection that we do for these shows to show you pictures to go along with this program, like we always do, you will see some strange pictures today. One that we told you about. Remember when Colin Kaepernick was doing that kneeling? And I told people, I said, you know, be it that we got an eye for these rituals from looking at them for so long and analyzing them and saying, wow, they actually did this. They call mega rituals. And we have shown you the 9/11 and all these other things, and people have come to the forefront and exposing it. So I got to give those people credit. And so kneeling was one of the things the NFL was doing. But you don't know what they was kneeling. Look at they knee, the way they was kneeling. They were kneeling just the same way you kneel when you in a lodge or you when you were in a ritual that is pertaining to Freemasonry. And they just started kneeling. And you thought, oh, yeah, you've been played again. See, the NFL is one of the biggest occult lodge in the world. One of them. I ain't say the only one. One of them. And when they do something in unison, it's best believe it's about getting some energy off of something. Now, when we told you that Colin Kaepernick was doing his thing, brother, you have to text me if you're trying to text me so I can see that I can't go to that phone, but you want to text me so I can see what you're talking about. So go ahead and do that. If you can't get in, text me, let me know. I'll try to get you in. And also, we got some people coming on. Looking forward to all y'all as always. But I talked to Brother Kwame. Hopefully, he'll get in here and we'll kick a little bit more on some of these topics. But right now, as you can see, these things been going on. Nothing came out of that. Kaepernick never got hired by the NFL to be a quarterback again because it was staged. Reason why I was staged, because he was still the biggest payee on the NFL payroll. He was getting paid. They never stopped his paycheck. It was guaranteed. So nothing came of that but the money game of Black Lives Matter. Now, I'm not here to debate you or how you feel about Black Lives Matter and the whole synoptic view of it, but let's just say that for your erroneous purposes, it had a sinister plot behind it. Obviously, the money game was a part of the big picture. They brought houses, lavish luxury items, and so forth to the elite oligarch circle of Black Lives Matter. Those are oligarchy situations. Only the rich of the original so-called formulators, they get rich, and the rest of the peasants just go out there and shoot up and bang areas and tear up stuff to get a little measly half dollar check. But it's all on stadiums all over the place. And we tried to say, well, if it really mattered, then why was it so hard for them to give the black players CTR money when they was trying to get it? Why were they taking them to court and fighting them? If it was really Black Lives Matter, they would have the best health care automatically after retirement. Not while they play and suffer injury and they do all the work to get their liability and payroll back on the field to make that money. Now, y'all say, people say, oh, we don't care about the players. Man, we give more to the players. This is ludicrous, in the words of Mike Tyson. This is ludicrous. We give more power to these people than they will ever give to you. Case in point. When somebody has a football player or some celebrity that is an icon in the eyes of sports or whatever, if you see the preferential treatment they get outside of when they're not playing, that's like godship. Especially if they're elite athletes. See, they even got hierarchy levels, elite athletes. And the question today, how'd you become an elite athlete? You know, all of us got to say, it's only, what, 100, how many football players, 2,800 people all together could make it, millions try. 28, look at the name of that one. If I'm wrong with that number, somebody correct it, because we like facts, facts matter. But I'm sure it's 2,800 people, could be less, but we'll play with like that. But I went online and got some news from the rest of the world. Everything I'm going to read today is from the rest of the world. Canada, Australia, Great Britain, Ireland, the York states, Yorkies. And I like this one because this one here followed everything I was saying. I said, man, this really sounds like I said this, but I didn't. But it just sounds like it, so I had to put it out there. It comes from a quote of a Canadian issue of information. It goes unquote. Quote, Jizz, when will some of you ever learn? If something gets a lot of attention, that is what they want. That is by their intentions. Nothing goes viral unless they want it to, especially when they have a bogus fundraiser and running things within hours. It's one of the biggest, sometimes biggest ritual that has been planned for a long time. They really want us to witness it. Now, some people don't know that the Jesus story is a story that's used in Freemasonry. You know, he gets lost in Egypt, you know. How do you get lost in Egypt? You know, they somehow, they need refuge, they're under attack, they go into Egypt. He comes out a sage and then does a 33 lifespan, which happens to be the same degrees of these so-called organizations. 33 degrees, a carpenter, meaning he was of other craftsmen, his daddy's a craftsman, you know, all the symbolisms are there. is him dying for 3 days and going into the grave and getting up in 3 days. All this has symbolic meanings to other people. Maybe not to you, but the facts matter. So did I say, do they really matter in 2023? Because we can tell you this all day long. Well, it's also a ritual that was called Death of America. Now, this thing called Death of America was enacted in 1965 with the signing of the Open Immigration Law of 1965. Now, stop right there. In 65, we marching under the banner of civil rights, claiming that we want fair and equal treatment. We want accommodations. We want everything that is supposed to be privileged to U.S. citizenry. And here's the key problem. While our people, you know, I'm 3 years old. No, I'm not. I'm getting titty milk. I know I'm not even knowing what's happening at all other than the milk. Now, those you are of the age who was teenagers or in your early 20s, you marching and sincerely marching, this in your heart and spirit to do this because you've seen the atrocities that was taking place in this country that was affecting our people firsthand. And we doing things that is documented that we should have kept doing, and then when they found out how successful they got, you know, taken out. Things that was making sense got disabled. Like the Deacons of Defense kept them under the covers. They didn't want to talk about them because that was a smart thing. Protect yourself. Ooh. And I put up the other day a quote from JFK. He said, when peaceful protests don't work, they drive you into violent protests. There's only two things that could work, peaceful and violent. Ain't no in between. So that one, they plan on you. But our goal is to look up things because, of course, these newspapers, these publications in these countries, they put out there, 65. I say, okay, let me go see. Come to find out, New York, 65, while we jumping around and all this stuff, New York State has Senator Jacob Javits, who played a prominent role in the Senate hearing of the 1965 bill. Javits authored the article saying, let open, the proposed immigration level was for 500,000 per year for 20 years with no restrictions on national origin. Now, how come we can't fit? Why ain't that talk? We could put an end to this charade right now and say, here is the blueprint. 1965, I'm 3 years old, magic number. And all of a sudden, we got to do a New York State Senate. Jacob Javits. I remember growing up, he was the old man then. Proposed, let's open the gates. Now, that was the article entitled, Let's Open the Gates. He authored that proposal. Now we jump into 2023. And we got 4 days of this grueling scenario, all kind of rituals going on, of pretending it took 11 votes to get this dude, Kevin McCarthy, in, who many say he's an undercover rhino. He's Speaker of the House now, but not without having made piles of consent. Now, this is coming out of a British newspaper. This ain't a Canadian newspaper. This ain't coming from America. Because America never told us this part. It says, while it was made a pile of concessions to the group's hardline Republicans, who thinks he'll be accommodating to the unparty interests or the, you know, uniparty interests? Astonishing moment took place. Marjorie Taylor Greene hands anti-McCarthy Republican the phone with Trump on the line. As the ex-president tried to get the rebels, including Gates of Florida, to switch their vote. Whatever Trump told him on the phone, y'all, They switched that vote. All of them. Now, we got some big things going on because this could create the scenario of the Civil War. And then I'm going to cover this too as I open the floodgates. Just so y'all know, think it's a controversial initiative being promoted in the corridors of elite powers. Clark, they didn't tell you this in American news, but somehow Ireland, I got the pictures up there, so don't think I'm making this up. A controversial one. I would thought this had been talked about, especially here in America, but obviously not. Forming Davos is set to have families and anyone who cares about children up in arms. Says the World Economic Forum is now calling for the decriminalization of sex with children, arguing that laws, now this is what it says, laws against age gap love. Now, if you are in the magic, which I hope you are, agape love, age is age group, age gap love. That's what they call it. It's a lawsuit against age gap love, agape love. It's in your Bibles. You talking about, when you say all love, agape, when y'all be saying all love, agape, you talking pedophilia. Don't even know it. Got to be ashamed of yourself right now. Up here all these years, been in church saying, oh, Jesus, agape love. That's gay love. All love. Every love. Including now, children love, known to be pedophilia. That's just what it says. It violates human rights. That's what he said. It violates human rights. Explain that one to me, y'all. How did that get passed? Tell me, how did that get passed? And all the things that's going on in this world, there's good people. But what they say, when good people stand by and do nothing, then evil will take over. Now, I'm going to play this because y'all, many of you ain't going to believe this, but I'm putting gasoline right now on the program. So we bring y'all in, it's already fired up. Now, we had this conversation with many people. And we always say, you know, why is there no side effects ever mentioned with COVID-19? It's on purpose, so we can create confusion. They want us to be confused about COVID-19 and the vaccine to keep fear going. They need fear. They need it. It's an elixir. So everything they do is to keep you in fear. Get out of that one. You can't be walking around here in fear of every goddamn thing. You'll be no use to anybody. At all. At all. That's a fact. So right now, many people are no use to anybody because they're always scared. You can see it. Walking through malls, airports, you name it, people still scared of the COVID-19. Now, rightfully so, based on you should have some knowledge of the tactics used. Got to. It's impossible to tell me, oh, I don't want to know nothing about this because I'm too scared. Then you can't function. It's going to be hard for you. It's going to be real hard for you. So you just keep it like that and keep it moving. They don't need to argue with nobody. But it never gave you any type of, you know, nothing. But you name any other drug, it got set back all day on the commercials. At least 8. Some say blindness. Some say erection problems if you take this. Some say women will go into hot flashes, be burning up and shit at nighttime once you turn on the AC when it's 90 degrees outside. I mean, when it's cold outside, I take that back. When it's cold outside, you know how it works. It's reversals. But this thing called comatitis cordios means speed of heart. It's in a Latin word. Most of your medicine words are Latin. I hope y'all know that, too. That's pretty strange as well. But then again, what your name? But I want to give a shout-out to Brother Eddie, Numbers Man, because when I got this, it took me to a video on this ritual. It's a ritual where you go to dead. You go into the dead for 3 days. And when you wake up, you are renewed and you say, I've been resurrected. Many people do it. Snoop Dogg did it when he went to Jamaica. Came out Snoop Zion or Snoop some shit. They all did it right before your very eyes. But this one was on Monday Night Football. The whole world seen this. This will be explained. The pictures are on the slide. If you did not see it, they're in a circle, all kneeling before the worthy master to resurrect the dead.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. It's Joseph. Quick and simple gospel. Yeshua, Jesus, came to this earth, lived a perfect 33 years, was crucified on a cross for our sins, buried in a tomb for 3 days, and rose from the grave on the third day. We are saved through faith in Christ alone and by no other name. Amen. So guys, this is going to be a quick part two follow-up video to the part one I did this morning with the Damar Hamlin ritual that took place last night on Monday Night Football. And I just want to point out a few new little things here. It says, Damar Hamlin injury sparks discussion of condition known as commotio cordis. And what's very interesting is this incident happened last night on Monday Night Football, 81 days before Hamlin's birthday. 81 days, right? Commotio cordis equals 81, like the Illuminati, 81. And he plays for the Bills. Bills equals 81, like Ritual is 81, and Masons is 81, okay? So that's a pretty big confirmation, guys. This was 100% a ritual, all by the numbers, all right? Numbers don't lie. 81 days before his birthday, commotio cordis, 81, Ritual, 81, Bills, 81, all right? Now, here's the other thing I didn't mention in part one. Notice everybody is kneeling except for number 33, and his last name is Neil, and he's the only one not kneeling. What are the odds? Number 33. It's almost like they're telling you, hey, this is a ritual. We have everybody taking a knee except number 33, Neil, okay? On top of that, in Gematria, Hamlin equals 33. Hamlin is the last name of the player that collapsed, okay? Collapsed equals 33. MNF equals 33, which is short for Monday Night Football. Masonry, 33. Postpone is 33. They had to postpone the game. Here's another 33. Commotio cordis, right? CC. 33. A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, right? So commotio cordis, CC, 33. So that's a lot to be a coincidence. Number 33 standing up. Hamlin, 33. Collapse, 33. MNF, 33. Masonry, 33. Postpone, 33. And then commotio cordis, 81. Like Bills, 81. Ritual, 81. And this happened 81 days before his birthday. So when you combine this with everything we talked about in part one, which will be in the comment section and the description, there's absolutely no doubt about it. This was a ritual all by the numbers. All right, guys, so we'll leave it there.
Now, there's a lot to this. I didn't want to play everything, but in the ritual, everybody takes a knee. He's standing up. He falls down. And then on the third day, came back talking with his family. Now, we all happy about that, of course, because we love people and we love the family. But the coincidence, if we were to bet on this, the coincidence would be unbelievable. Now, it's a lot more. I didn't play part two because it's like it goes to Georgia Guidestones being destroyed as the first prime. They did all this in sequences. In sequences. So I started that off because I know it's going to be an emotional day. The energy level is going to be so powerful today in the NFL that it's going to be quite interesting. But I always had a feeling. I kept saying to myself, anybody we've been talking to, we've been saying, God, strange. That's strange. This is the first time I've ever seen how they acted this way. It's like weird. I just got an eerie feeling. And then, of course, I came across a lot of information about how you forget. I didn't see the picture where they were all kneeling and 33 was standing up. And then when I said it, I said, oh, my goodness. And like I said, just count the days after he came back to life. It was 3 days. Now, is that coincidence? Could be. Have we all been smoking? Could be. Is this all crazy? Could be. Or do facts don't even matter in 2023? We're going to open up the mics now. We're about to get hot up in here. 8554. We got a lot more that's going to be even hotter. Keep it going.
Man. God damn. I didn't intend to talk about it. Okay. All right. I know you have a cause. Now, you know what today's date is, right? Today is 1-8. Let's start there. I'm going to take y'all back to week 7 NFL game, Monday Night Football. Chicago Bears versus the New England Patriots. They win 33-14. And guess who's the guest host of Monday Night Football? He's doing an interview with the Manning brothers, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
That ain't right. That ain't no accident, bro.
Nah.
And it's funny because Barack Obama was on it. They were talking about the 85-86 Chicago Bears Super Bowl beating the New England Patriots 46-10. And look what happened after the Patriot Act was signed off. When Tom Brady was with the New England Patriots, that's when they started winning all those Super Bowls.
That's when the Tuck Rule came in where – that's how they got there. That's some crazy rule that still to this day from yesterday game, if y'all watch football, yesterday game similarity, but who's to say your arm ain't going forward when you ain't Tom Brady? Go ahead.
Right. And so now, going back to that the immigration piece you was talking about, now, there's an article called The Real Jewish Reason for Massive Legal and Illegal Immigration in the USA and the European Union. Basically, the synopsis is, it says back in 1965, immigration bill arrived that the Jewish groups could support. It was called the Hart-Celler Act. The Hart-Celler Act sought to dismantle the quota system in place since not going back to 1924 and finally opened up the doors to Asian, African, and Middle Eastern populations. Mm-hmm. Now, Lehman, quote, is the reason for the immigration legislation of 1965. She said, the Immigration and Naturalization Act, which overturned the 1924 immigration law. Now, Herbert Lehman was the Jewish governor of New York State who went on to represent the state in the Senate. Lehman pushed and bankrolled the legislation. This is according to a Dr. Corbin. He did not get to see it pass, but it got passed. Dr. Corbin, the Russell, and the Benita Knapp Associate Professors of the American Jewish History at Columbia University. And it goes on to state that elite Jewish extremists have controlled countries in Europe for years, but historians claim that Jewish people have been kicked out or had their rights limited over 100 times in Europe, mostly by so quote-unquote white Christians, because they dominate a country on behalf of Jewish people. They do not want this. They didn't want this to happen to them in the future. So via immigration, they're lowering the percentage of white people in European countries, which decreases their power, so the elite Jewish extremists can keep dominating European countries and increase their power. Elite Jewish extremists have controlled the United States for decades, and they don't want the white European Americans to revolt and kick them out of power, so they are flooding the country with people of quote-unquote color to lower the percentage of white people and the power of white people. The Census Bureau has shown the situation in America's future, the year 2044, when white Americans were projected to fall below half the population and lose their majority status.
Ain't that interesting? And you know, again, this all I'm getting is coming out of a foreign newspaper. Canada, Great Britain, Ireland is where I'm getting this information from. Look how they talking. And they, because they fear what you're saying is to be real. That's a fact to them. That they know the population is being killed off in Europe. Now that's not even so in America as it is in Europe. Y'all should see what's really happening. It's unbelievable how the news here does not, because again, you just named the backers, the payrollees of all this. Yeah, they're the benefactors.
One more piece before you go to the next caller. Now, when we were talking about the whole pedophilia thing, the article you read, it was talking, basically Klaus Schwab was saying that their people, they got their people in place already in the schools. He said that in the article. Mm-hmm. Now, ironically, this article just came out about not even a day ago. This is entitled Chicago Public Schools Sex Crimes Unit Had Extraordinary High Case Volume in the whole back in the whole year 2022. It says the Chicago Public School Department charged with investigation sexual misconduct received over 470 complaints in the fiscal year 2022, a number described as a quote-unquote extraordinary high case volume. It says the report details the finding of the 30-member sexual allegations unit of the Office of the Inspector General would be released this week, which it was. It details several of the allegations made back in 2022. The sexual allegations unit was created back October 2018 and investigates every allegation it receives, according to the report. It says in the 4 years, the unit has opened over 1,735 cases of sexual misconduct. The report stated at least 16 criminal charges have been filed against school district-affiliated adults with sex-related crimes by prosecutors. How does this happen? Nobody is not being talked about.
Right. That's my point. That we make it so does facts matter? Because the facts proven that we telling the facts, and the facts just don't seem to matter. I'm going to reverse this shit. Facts don't matter. They can't possibly... Think about that, y'all. They're going to let that. Now you got an influx of people who could be known pedophiles and come into the country because they opened it up. The gates are, it's already been open. The Trojan horse is open. So they're going to let everybody in. And now by the end of this program, when I play the part.
I mean, letting people in. What about that story? I sent you, I don't know if you got a chance to read it, about the brother in Detroit raping his 14-year-old daughter. 14-year-old daughter and raped his 13-year-old niece, and he was already had a warrant out for a gun charge. He shot somebody in Detroit, but he's still walking around the street. And the family beat the fucking brakes off of him and knocked his eyeball out of his head after they found out what he did. They beat him out in the middle of the street.
Right. Now,
why is that not being talked about?
Now, I'm going to tell y'all what he just said. Don't take that lightly. That's going to be the new vigilante of justice, because they're going to let some cities, not all cities, some cities are going to be, they're going to unleash the right in the neighborhood, because they're walking around now. We had a conversation the other day about police, because some people want to be the police now and get these jobs in certain areas and all that. And I said, well, you know, you might want to try to get it, because the new police, you better just start getting ready for the robots, because they're going to let the people go into decay. Y'all know y'all going to have to protect yourselves. I asked this question 1,000 times. Takes more calls. Y'all coming up in next. I got you in Miami. I'm bringing you in Miami because you was texting me. I want to see what you guys are going. I don't see how you ain't going to be able to protect yourself in your own. You have to create your own, because before they open up the doors, they're going to want you to want the robots. You're going to want the robots. That's how this is going to be played out. Let me get some more calls. Stay with me. You know how to do it. Put your mic on. Stay with us. Hit us when you need it. 5045, Miami. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, brother? Can you hear me?
Yes, man. Much love to you as always. Go ahead.
Hey, happy New Year to you, man. Much success in 2023, man. Well, listen, remember that we had a series of purge movies that came out.
Right.
And I remember conditions that in the movie plot, the conditions had to deteriorate to the point, and then they leveled it out by allowing people to release the tension, the anger is built up, angers. And that before the purge commence, I think at this point now they got a generation that's pretty much ready to do that. And that's what those movies were aimed towards, that mindset, that psychosis. And it's a skillful setup, man. And we need to know who's really the planners and plotters, because I think this is beyond just any particular racial, let's say, or ethnic or religious context.
Yeah, correct. Way beyond that.
You know, but they're gonna use that as the front line to allow for people to line up and start choosing sides. You know, but I think Ye gave us unfortunately, I think that was like a gem. I think Ye and what he exposed in this little experience that he went through, it let us know that there are organized, you know, groups who are forerunners, who already have the information as to what's coming down the pipe, and they are very entrenched in their networks. You know what I mean? How they were able to pretty much
right. Pinch
Yay economically before the world. You know, and people don't understand what type of leverage of power that is, because you're exerting power without any military force. You know, they were
right.
able to pretty much break that man down without even, you know, they didn't have to wait longer, he would have got killed.
What do you say? Some people stay missing. I got a report from people for, you know, people right here in Miami, because they just killed French Montana. They shot at French Montana last night out here in Miami. French Montana got shot up somewhere in this area. So a lot of stuff going on down here as well. Pretty crazy out there. Hey, you gotta make a lot of noise. Try to get a little bit more stationary, because you're making a lot of noise. Stay with me one more time. Try to get a little more lower. I'm going to bring you right back. Let me get some more callers, because I can hear a lot of feedback from you.
Hey, let me say this real quick about that McCarthy situation. Remember, McCarthy told Trump to resign because of that January 6th situation and blamed it on him. But he turned around and beat the Speaker of the House anyway.
Right.
Don't forget that.
Yeah. Well, from the phone call, though, see, people, Marjorie, I just giving people some things that
Marjorie Taylor, yeah.
She just, you know, Marjorie Taylor got the call. So, you know, Trump is very good with women. He know, you know, anytime you can have a Miss Universe contest, you got to know.
Yeah,
women.
Them Geminis
so,
are, ain't they?
You know, got to know that one, boy. That's amazing, man. But go ahead, 3364, come on with it. We want you to come on in, so we're going to bring this to even higher.
Hey,
I got some for
Yahoo. Look at here, man.
Yes, yes.
Y'all don't realize. Let's go back in time, man. Go back in time. Back in 1971, the Detroit Lions versus Chicago Bears, as a brother died on the football field. Okay?
Yeah.
His name
sure
was Charles
did.
Hughes. Charles Hughes. They did not
mm-hmm.
stop no damn game, man. Okay? They kept playing. Check this out, man. We see the shit of psyops. Everybody I tell that shit with the psyops, they cussed me out, man. Even my family called me an asshole for saying play the damn game, get the dude off the field, play ball, man. My family called me an asshole, man. Every one of them want to argue with me,
hey,
man.
Well, join the club, man. That's what they...
Right.
Bro,
that's why I left mine alone, bro.
Hey, people stupid. They bleed anything they see on the television, man. They get all emotion. They fall for it, man. I say, y'all get played, man. You know what reminds me of? What is it? Cooley High. Remember Cooley High when that dude had the wreck?
Oh, yeah.
When they throw that
cup?
What them girls say?
Yep.
Whiplash, and then they said, shut up and lay down on the ground, fool. I thought I was looking at Cooley High, man. And you flip that dude's name, the bar name wrong, and take that R on the end and put it next to the D. What you got, drama, man? That shit was so rigged, man. Boy, it only take one person to do the sobs, man. Remember that. It take one person to throw the game.
Yeah.
It's always one actor they get, man. And then they got the rest of them to start picking pride, make that circle. And that kneel down thing, I heard what the people in Africa call Africa Antebellum, that rounded up their slaves, our people. What they did, they kneeled down before they went before they captured. They kneeled down to the damn on the captured one. Okay, so man, this shit is so. Oh, one more thing, I do my algorithm, man. I remember back in 30 years ago, I was down there working in a building in Hollywood called Presidential Circle, right? You know where that's at, right? In Hollywood, right? Well, anyhow, I was working in the building. And I was working in the building, so I'm outside in the parking lot on break. This old white dude walked up to me talking. Guess who it was? Angelo Dundee. Now, Angelo, you know who he is, right? Angelo Dundee. So he came up to me talking.
Yeah,
check it out. He came up to me talking, blah, blah. Hey, he invited me to his office because I was working in the building. So he showed me pictures of Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard, and some more other boxers he got. Guess what he told me, man? He told me I'm the same size as Ali. He could sign me up to a contract right now, getting ready to pull out the papers for me to box, man, in his tape. I said, look, man, I know how y'all are. I said, you mean I'm going to get bust upside the fucking head and you get paid? No, I can't go for that, man. I might be on that night, but
They were located. They were located on 5th Street in Miami Beach. Ali and them came out of the box there. If anybody been to Miami Beach, Dundee got pictures. Ali was been down here a lot of times, y'all. And again, I sent out a video to everybody. I sent a video to everybody about the biggest drug deal in the world. It was Frank Matthews. I only gave it to you. You see, now people don't realize this. Now, by the end of this program, I want black folks to know you was in everything. How could a black man from the same area as up there with the American Gangster and all them and Blumpy and all them, he was bigger than them. Way bigger. Way bigger. Moved in Staten Island, everybody, next to the Gambino family, and next to the one who was they shot him in Manhattan, Paul Blano. Now, all y'all from that, you know, run through all Buffalo, Niagara Falls, all through that whole damn place. Now, they were scared of this black dude. His house was bigger, everything. They wouldn't even bother. He ran Chicago. He ran all that shit. He ran Miami, Vegas. He was big. He even got caught, and now he's disappeared. They have never found this black dude. He left the country so smooth. They talk about him to this day. It's a documentary on there called Frank Matthews. Now, when I watched it, I said, damn. Dude was so bad, the FBI say he was so under the radar. Came out of Durham, just like all that. When I was in Durham, the movie showed, I'm telling y'all how this working, y'all. It's so deep. He said the white man told him, do you know that the white man in Durham, black folks said in this documentary, I'm not making this up, they said that blacks wasn't even touched in South Carolina. They were so prestigious, so up above the fray, there was no lynching, ain't no Klan. This came on this show that this man who's the biggest kingpin in American history.
I want to say one more thing.
Hold on. The Godfather was Durham. Was Raleigh Durham president from the Dukes? The Duke Blue Devil, that's named after them. Duke was the Godfather. That white man was the Godfather of those areas and treated blacks as if they were. That's got the unbelievable history there. Y'all better go look this up. This is unbelievable. Go ahead, make it that point.
Yeah, the last point. So y'all up there in Chicago, what's the name of y'all state? Illinois. Y'all sick up there. Illinois. Y'all better get the hell out of there, man. It's Illinois. Illinois means ill, means sick, man. It's how you see ill, Illinois, Illuminati, ill, man.
104,000 people have left Illinois the past year already. You right, Wes. They leaving.
There you go. I'm just laughing how he said it. He said he ill. It is the word ill in there. Yes, but it's the fifth. It's the fifth element of, and it is the capital of Region 5. Have not changed, will not be changing. Region 5 is the capital of all our areas in that Midwest. And then Region 2, oh my goodness. See, that's the thing about our people. We got, they never took that off. I played King Alfred first with Gil Scott-Heron. That's why I say the facts really matter. They ain't never changed. That's the whole thing about politics. Nobody pays attention. They never took that emergency. So everything now is being military psyoped. That's the only way you can do it. It's the only way. So pretty soon we'll wake up, and it's not going to be like we thought it was. It's going to be a Twilight Zone. I got to play this, sister. I want to play this for you because you give AI. You guys are going to AI right quick. AI is unbelievable. Sister here going to come on. We're going to keep bringing New York. I mean, you can't just say you ain't, you should be feeling validated, but whatever going on, foundation is good because the robot world, everybody, is accelerating at a high level. They actually are doing it. Now, I'm going to regress a bit so everybody gets some perspective. I like to. Facts matter.
You're breaking up real bad, bro.
I think
break it up, bro. Break it up.
Yeah, because I'm getting ready. Yeah, I'm getting ready to play this. I'm getting ready to play this. That's why. Here's where it gets deep.
Jewish ownership of slaves in the Ottoman Empire. Hundreds of Hebrew written sources, dozens of official decrees, judicial records, sigillate, and reports of European travelers indicate that slaveholding, particularly of females of Slavic origin, in Jewish households in the urban centers of the Ottoman Empire was widespread from the 16th to the 19th centuries. This halachically and legally problematic habit was an unparalleled phenomenon in any other Jewish community in the early modern period. The presence of slaves in Jewish households affected family life in many ways. I dealt with two of them. The first is cohabitation of Jewish men with female slaves, usually non-Jewish, who in effect served as their concubines and bore them legitimate children. The second is marriage with manumitted slaves who converted to Judaism and became an integral part of the community. These phenomena test once again to the great extent to which Jewish society and its norms and codes were influenced by Muslim urban society, and the gap between rabbinic rhetoric ideals and the dynamic daily existence of Jews from all social strata. Slavery and slaveholding has been among the most outstanding aspects of life in the various and varying Muslim societies over the centuries. As is reported by hundreds of Hebrew sources, dozens of official ordinances, documents produced by the Sharia courts, and the reports of European travelers, slaveholding was also common among Jews in Muslim lands. The ownership of women, in particular, was widespread in Jewish households. In the Ottoman Empire on the threshold of the modern era, it was...
Now I play that for you, sister, when I bring you on. Now, you've been saying how AI, the woman, now you enslave women in other countries way before, in the same Slavic country today. Let me get you in here. Same Slavic country today, y'all. Ain't nothing changed. Nothing new under Helios. Same one today. You should see how they are prostituting. This is coming out of European sources, the women and children. And they're getting all this money from bogus fundraising programs, including giving money to Ukraine. And Ukraine, everybody, if you looked at the president, I sent it up to y'all, he was playing the piano, everybody, before he became president, with his dick.
They did a skit. Zelensky.
Yeah, Zelensky did a skit on y'all. A skit, just like they're doing now. They playing a skit, but see, he showed you how we gonna play you with they dicks. Nah. New York hit him. You told him the robots were gonna take over these women. How can this possibly happen without no real feminist coverage in America? Go ahead.
Oh, the mighty fine. The mighty fine. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Resurrection, everybody.
Yes, they about to get it, baby. Give them the resurrection.
The mighty supreme fallers.
Yes. Go ahead.
I got a lot of things. I want to say something about, can you send me the videos on that ritual that you were just playing about the football?
Yeah, I sent it.
Yeah,
I sent it.
And also, oh, it's so much going on. Oh my God, it's just nonstop, 24/7. It ain't ending. No time soon. I really believe the fake Jews are clones. I think the Anunnaki or the whoever created these clones, not the Anunnaki, but some reptilians might have created these damn clones. But they're clones. They're here for a reason, and they are in position for a reason. because whoever is over them galactically put them in place to do what they're supposed to do. Because, you know, and also, and as far as women being slaves and, you know, that, I mean, it's in every damn nationality and culture and old ancient times. It even was considered sacred. So, you know, it's so much, you know, that we are all still learning to, you know what I'm saying, to figure out, well, why were we
placed? Yeah.
Why were we placed out there to be servants for other men from other countries? You know what I'm saying? So then when you look back, that was done due to war with them battling. They were sending
right.
women. The women would gather the information
right.
because they sexing them up and they drunk and shit and telling them all the secrets. So I could see that too.
Right.
Because it did happen.
Right.
But, and these women weren't abused. They were actually taken care of. You know, they weren't abused. These, like you know, you go like, you know, they would show on TV the black men out there smacking the black woman, calling her a bitch and a hoe because she ain't bring back the money and all of that. It's not like
right.
that. That's not how these women were treated. These women were treated royally because they could go in and infiltrate, just like
right.
men dressed up women can go in and infiltrate. So
right.
that's why they were taught to do that, because they were weapons. So everybody is a weapon. Everybody is used as a weapon of destruction. The AI, which is ancient, I'm telling you, y'all, AI is not new. It's ancient. It's ancient. It's old. It was buried, and all they did was dig the shit up and reinvent it and got rich off of it, pretend rich. All of this is an illusion. How you going to get rich off of some old? Well, they did it, because all I can say is MK Ultra is the motherfucker, because they got us all fucked up. They killed off our ancestors that knew that this shit was ancient and that they were dug it up, which they wasn't supposed to. We
right.
were, or whoever was supposed to be guarding shit, so they couldn't dig it up. So that means they were attacked. Now they digging this up and making all these weapons, which they do have in place. They got robots the size of houses. Now tell me, why would you want a robot the size? Well, when you watch the Avatar, what was they doing with the robot? Tearing up shit, tearing down the trees, which is related to us, because we are trees too. We in fact,
yeah,
we're
everybody
every
loves trees.
Element on this planet. We're every element on this planet. Every element. Yeah, we got
that's
the trees
true.
With the trees, with all the different branches, and then we got the female trees, you know what I'm saying, that bear the flowers and the fruit. So, yeah, it all connects. So at one time, we probably were at peace, but for some reason, we're not anymore because somebody came and disturbed the peace. They came down to disturb the peace.
Now, you've been saying that for years about we are under attack. Now, you ain't making this up. And I think Brother Tutmost said he went to the movie on the thread. If y'all ain't on the thread, y'all missing out on some vital information.
Oh, Megan.
Megan.
Now, oh, Megan?
Yeah. Now,
Megan, yes.
This role, now, I see the trailer. I'm definitely going to go see it. I see the trailer. Now, isn't it strange, y'all? Look, now, I love it. What y'all said on the thread before I put the Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone had I seen it on the Twilight Zone had a marathon.
Tina.
Had a marathon.
Speaking of the Twilight Zone,
Talking Tina was able to do things to for
yep.
the daddy tripped on her, tripped over her and everything. And
right.
So,
hey, it was two clones last night in the football game. Hey, it was two clones in the football game. Hey, y'all ain't see him? That quarterback for Tennessee and the quarterback for Jacksonville.
Oh,
them clones,
did you see?
Man.
Did you see how he acted? Yeah, did you see that?
Yep. Open them clones.
When he lost the game, he had this very strange look. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this in a respectful way to everybody. He got an albino look. He had no eyebrows. I've been around albinos through school friends and so forth, and they have that look. And he had that. And he had that. He was so down. I said, "Damn, he gonna be all right." He looked like he was suicidal at the moment. They had to calm him down. So yeah, interesting concept. We got to look more into that one.
I
want to
say this.
But, no, keep going
about, and the dude that played got paralyzed for Pittsburgh, Shazier. He from my high school. He a clone too. Remember he got paralyzed a couple of years ago. Shazier.
I can't remember that.
Played for the
Steelers. I'll check into that. But okay. let her finish up. We've been in a clone war
for a while. Yeah. And didn't even know we was in a damn clone war. Now
yeah,
we're about to be
know.
In a drone war.
Yeah, we're about to be in a drone war.
Okay, Twilight Zone. Remember the one where they had the humans that was got say, went to, they thought they were still on Earth and they had problems. They had they was injured or something. They came. They was in a spaceship and they thought they landed back on their planet. And when they took the wrapping off their face and seeing how ugly these people was. These people actually is this for real. Remember I sent you the pictures?
Now, hold on. That's why I'm going to ask you to calm down because that was so deep. Those pictures, where were they at? Because I wasn't too sure. I said, is this a makeup?
That's somewhere in either Bali or India.
They looked at just like the Twilight Zone where they were looking kind of like ugly, like crazy looking.
Faces was, And then also, check this out, y'all. They just put out there that they vaccinate the bees. Actually, these are clones. They put the mRNA in these clone bees, and they get ready to push them all out there to make this fucking honey, y'all. So now mRNA is going to be in the fucking honey unless you still got your own natural bees. But remember, if these bees are controlled elements, that they can take these bees and put them in and send them off, and they'll attack the hive, meaning that they'll emplace themselves inside the hive to spread that fucking shit.
Now, I'm going to say this to y'all. Hold on. She didn't know we had this on us. At the bottom of this, of what I wrote, that she read it earlier, I said that this is Europe telling us this. This is what Europe said.
Oh, no,
about
I didn't.
What
I'm
you,
sorry.
No, that's not a problem. I'm glad you didn't even have to read it. You already read it. It was it's mental. But you said exactly what's going to be said next. Europe also said that we being played by the environment game. They saying that what people, this is what it says now. I'm going to put this. It says our planet has currently a population of 8 billion people, continually with the animal holocaust behind our food. Is on the brink of self-destruction, eco-suicide. So what they're saying is they're going to use nature and stop nature because you're not going to eat meat no more. And so from that, when you kill the animals part of the ecosystem. So they got people to believe in veganism. And it's a religion now. Like, oh, I'm so great.
See, that's
that
ESG New Green Deal shit. That's what that is. Yeah.
Right. So they added all this into the mix. Correct. And it's called climate change. And they ask the people to think about this now. You're making shit up in your mind. Why, you want everybody to don't eat meat, but yet you want to wear leather shoes, a leather jacket. You want to wear leather furniture. So basically, it's saying that you've been played from the very concept when they brought that eco deal into format because you can never kill. And once you start killing, like you said, the trees, then where the animals at? Because some animals don't eat no meat, and they're the biggest animals on the planet. But they designed not to eat meat, to scavenge the land. So we kill our own ecosystem. Yeah, Kyle, we kill our own. Kyle don't eat no damn meat. So what the hell y'all talking about?
They vaccinated them. They vaccinated the cows.
They vaccinated everybody. You've been vaccinated.
Yep.
I've been vaccinated. We all been vaccinated. So let's get that out of our minds. That even when you came before the West at all, before you had control of your body, your parents had you vaccinated. That's a fact, everybody. Fact. Now, does it make that? Yeah.
And
military,
if you were in the military.
You heard me and you said at the same time. We talking together. The military. Anybody joined the military like we did, not knowing, they sprayed fucking chemicals in my face so we could go out and see how we would act under a chemical attack. So those of you who don't know this, because it's nothing like knowledge. And it's a simple knowledge right here. So they already could take you. In school, many of you are parents out there talking, listening for you the first time. You already gave your kids over to the school system. If the school system tell you right now that we got to put every shot of your kid body so he can go to school. You know what you're going to do? You're going to say, yeah, because you're so tired of him being in the house or she being in the house with you, driving you nuts because you undisciplined and don't know how to do discipline. So that's why the kids are going berserk today. And we're going to get into that food thing. Y'all feeding y'all kids, this is a lie. Y'all lying on people. Facts matters. It may not matter today for y'all, but y'all giving y'all kids the cheapest food in the fucking grocery store. I watched it. I've been watching this for a long time. I could document it. I watched black women, mainly USA, born, go to the cheapest section. Island sisters, they like to go and get their little shit for their shit, but they got a section for y'all because they know the Caribbean is its own entity. So all grocery stores are bound to put in Caribbean shit. It's in a treaty. Go look it up. In the Echo Food shit. Most likely, that you see the Asian food is with the Jamaican food. Unless it's a big store that got catering to them. But if you look at just simple stores, you will see all that you eat at Chinese foods in the wonton, which is the grocery store. So they already opened the gates. They already did. Now, the sister, let's go right one more with you. That swarm, I watched the video. Let me just tell y'all, this ain't a joke. Elon Musk told you they can kill us in a heartbeat. The company already got the contracts. What they going to do, because y'all out there gave all your information up already. Everybody, I'm talking to everybody now. I don't care where you live. I don't give a damn where you say you're at. I don't give a damn what you believe. You believe. They got your shit. Believe that. Because you gave it to them right on these phones. Right on this shit. So what happens going to be, when they get inside, they're going to shut the certain areas down, not everywhere, just to kill the correct population. They're going to send out a killer drone elite force, small as hell. They're going to band together like a swarm, and they're going to swarm down, and they're going to eat your ass apart. You can have all the guns you want. And believe you have all the ammo.
Check
want.
Out a movie called Phantasm, man. Phantasm.
Yeah. I remember Phantasm. That was one of the best horror movies that we ever had back when we were growing, especially that first one. Had that ball that was going around back. We know. That's why we're saying they
yep,
have now
yep.
come, had that ball. Oh, yeah. We know horror. I love horror movies. Please. You talk to a horror fan here. Now, let's go. The Antichrist, we're going to get deep. I told you we're going to go deeper and deeper. The Antichrist is already on the planet, under the sky of the Antichrist. You know, he's an entity that is prepared to deceive. Not that he's supposed to be the kingpin. He's an entity prepared to deceive. There's other people behind the entity. And here where it gets crazy, y'all. It's going to be your own kids. They're using gamers. I don't see how y'all can't figure this out. They're using your own kids. See, your kids are maybe playing. See, I'm going to show you how this works. It's going to be so scary, but I wish I could rate this movie. See, while you think your kid is in the game table playing regular games, they are set his ass up to do real kill. He don't know.
Yeah, that little six-year-old boy that shot that teacher in Virginia, man. That little six-year-old boy, man. He ain't right, man. He ain't missing nothing.
Now, how does that happen,
playing
everybody?
Gun smoke, he ain't right.
How's that
and
happen?
The one that killed his mother? The one that killed his mother over the game?
Yeah. Yeah, 10-year-old boy. Because he wanted that virtual hat, man. He wanted that virtual glasses.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, I told y'all, it's happening. Now, the thing with this is, women, you know that you got to be in on this because I have never seen men able to now pretend to be y'all, take over the sport, take over everything, and then I've never seen y'all ever allow what's going on now where they can make your kids sex trafficking without a problem. Won't go to jail now. I hope y'all realize this. All you got pretty daughters and shit out there. Little kids look like they little good. Y'all dressing them like little hottie mommies. I'm talking to all y'all in the streets and everywhere, the ghetto hoods, whatever. Y'all putting all this little fantastic shit. Y'all putting eyelashes on your little daughters and shit. Now, that you don't know the law because you really infants in the mind. I don't give a fuck if you got a car or a house, renting a house. That don't mean you ain't stupid. Monkeys can do that. That's why they've had one go to the moon to say they could show you. That was all trickery. Show you that we can train you to do anything. And then I'm not even going to get into the monkey shit right now. It's too scary for you. Anyway, now, the DNA is already changed. Your kids, you changed it. Going to blame the white man. Every time you give your kid a high-level iPad, and it's on his ways or her ways all day long, then you're going to come on these fucking shows and pretend you ain't giving your kids this shit. And come find out, they already know 5G killing. They already know it. They said 5G could be harmful. So they put it on these little radio places like us and us. See, they know ain't enough people listening to us. Y'all listening, dry bone people, or people who are these shows that listen like Sister Brev and all them, Dr. X, they listening. But then what does that make?
Right, but it don't go beyond that.
Yeah, but hold on. This is a danger for us. I'm trying to wake everybody today because they said it was coming. I already can figure out who is not vaccinated. They know this already.
Yeah.
Yeah. All y'all got to be crazy to believe they don't know that you ain't been vaccinated. So when this shit go down by us not watching what's happening, because we playing games pretending like we ain't going to be really hurt by this because somehow we're going to be divinely saved. When they collapse your state, because that's what's going to happen. They're going to take your pensions first. You're going to be in destitute. And then you're going to ask for universal income. Y'all going to be okay. You're going to have a bunch of niggas dragging how much they got. You know how much they got? Because they put it on a thread. The thread makes you know if Blackwater can make $1 trillion. $1 trillion. They made like a couple of trillions. And y'all tell me this is happening. They making a controlled demolition of the economy like they did 9/11. But guess what? Guess what? We'll be right back.
Off my life I had to fight, nigga. Off my life hard times like yeah. Bad trips like, yeah, Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up, but if God got us, then we gon' be alright, right?
Nigga, we gon' be alright, nigga, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright, nigga, we gon' be alright, huh, we gon' be alright, nigga, we gon' be alright, do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. But pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like where do we go. Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me?
You want you a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Sit back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. I'm right with you right now. So let's get back to where we was at. We got Brother Kwame. I'm going to bring you in close to 12 when it gets hot so we can make it hot with you. And we're going to bring some more calls in. Let me get them on the board. Let me get her on the board. Got a bunch of y'all jumping in on now. Let's jump all in. 1-877, bringing all y'all in. We're going to be all right. Jump in.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Drybone. Great show as usual. I was just wanted to say that your opening was very good in discussing that we've been allowing these immigrants to come in illegally for so many years, and they have changed the whole dynamics of our country, and it's not benefited us, us meaning black people, because they're mainly positioned in the black communities, and black people have been standing along on the sidelines just watching, you know, and the, you know, the children pedophilia is so in deep and rooted in the Democrat Party that it's unbelievable how people run away from it and don't look at it, you know. I guess in slavery days, they always, you know, took the parents and made sure the children were there to keep them in line, you know. Mm-hmm. So they always are after our children, because if you can change the mindset of a child at a young age, just manipulate and control them. And that's what they're doing to children on the pedophilia stage, and the parents are just sitting there watching their children be destroyed by the slave masters again, but in a whole different environment. This is a voluntary slave attack on our people now. We're voluntarily okay with them molesting our children. We're okay with them confusing our children, taking their sports away, taking their education, making sure that they're dumbed down. Black people mm-hmm. have to stand up in the school system against the party, and you cannot say it's the other party, because the school board, they're majority controlled by the Democrat Party. People are starting now, you know, going for positions in their school board now, because now we were sleeping, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So that was great that you brought that up as well. And the Democrat Party and the Republican Party is definitely not helping our country, you know, because there's no way for them to progress into communism and socialism and create voluntary slaves to their party without us using common sense. They are both, I know people say that they're both are bad. I'm not going to sit here and say it. But watching the Republican Party choose their House Speaker was definitely democracy at its best. Okay, no way of looking at it. Now, the Democrat Party is always united.
But hold on, we said it was at
the
Democrat Party getting. Do you want to say it again? But who? What was at its best?
I said democracy was at the Republican Party in choosing their House Speaker.
That was
okay,
democracy.
He had to really, yeah.
Trump had a call.
Well,
for some reason, that's not told in our news. Come on, that's not told. But Trump
okay.
was on with Marjorie Taylor Greene out of Georgia. Nobody even mentioned the fact that she was getting the calls from Trump, and then he must have talked to them. So was it a setup to fake at the 11th hour? Or you think this is real democracy, or is this some type of
the reason why I say that is because of the fact that the Democrats, they got their party, their speaker, they already had it, they were united, boom, bam, boom, no problem, smooth transition.
Fake. You don't think that's fake?
There was no conflicts at all with that speaker, but when it came to the Republican Party, you saw conflicts after conflicts. They were saying that in two,
was that
the other two years
conflict?
He sided
the
with
question,
the...
Hold on. The question
what?
I'm asking you, because you asked a good question. You, after hearing all this and seeing things are being... You don't think that was staged, that they needed Trump? They don't... The Democrats hated Trump. So they get a call
mm-hmm.
from Trump to stop this charade for 11...
I mean, the Republicans. You mean
the Republican charade for left to the 11th hour, which is Masonry, anybody. 11th hour means Masonic time for before sudden destruction.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't
this,
see
this
it,
is
seems,
how it, works.
It seems pretty staged to me. I don't know how you look at it, but
okay.
It's staged to me. Go ahead.
Okay,
hey,
well
you go ahead, finish.
This is how I see it. McCarthy for 2 years didn't do anything for the Republican Party. Okay, just like Mitch McConnell. He's in power. He's not doing shit. Anything the Democrats want, he's right in. He's what you call a Republican in name only. He's really a Democrat. And McCarthy is the same way. The two years that he was in power, he didn't do shit for the party. So what did the party say? Hell to the no. You're not. They want 87,000 new tax employees to monitor us and you know to go after us. They
right.
want to keep giving money to Ukraine.
RS.
Yeah, they want to keep giving money to Ukraine. We got all these homeless people here. We ain't doing shit for them. They want these open borders. And McCarthy was for all that shit. And then when you create these people in position like the members of different boards, you know, if you don't put like the Democrats on January 6th board, they had no Republicans. But the rhinos, two rhinos, why did they was able to choose who can be on the board for this fake-ass January 6th is why we didn't see two, you know, we didn't hear nothing on the Republican side because they controlled the whole dynamic.
Correct.
Well,
correct.
When you have members of certain boards like McCarthy wanted, if he picked more fucking rhinos, there's nothing going to get done. So those people held out for not just as a stage, but to say, listen here, nigga. Okay, you're not going to just run this shit like you did before. We're going to have
well,
our people on certain boards.
We said earlier, you're going to stop this money. Hold on. We said earlier, so you're covering that part, right? We said earlier that he was given concessions, a long list. Now, the question is, are they going to in-house and fight each other while all these agendas get passed while they fight?
Oh,
fighting?
No, because they got shit in position. If he don't go along with
who?
It, they can vote his ass out just like this. And not
well,
only that,
look it up, cause make
your,
sure it's
your
easy,
guy
cause...
Gates, your guy Gates in Florida, he said McCarthy came to him and disrespected him, okay, and
yeah,
told him he ain't signing none of this shit. And then after he was the last vote, and yes, Trump definitely had an input in that. And you know what Matt said? Matt said, "Do you trust McCarthy?" He said, "I don't." That Matt is as real as you fucking can come because he said came in his office and he ain't signing these damn concessions.
He said he didn't. Again, you are absolutely correct. I'm not going to debate all that.
Yeah, so that's why I say
admit.
Democracy
so,
because
yeah,
they played
okay.
it played out.
I don't think it's democracy.
I think it's backdoor trading.
I think democracy would have been they would have been already.
What is the definition of democracy? I'm saying
democracy. They voted, but it took a strong arm vote. So now are they going? So immediately if they don't follow a word, because he got to be lying. You just say. He just said he voted against Trump. So are they keeping their enemies close? That could be the old time saying.
Who voted against Trump?
Democrats and Republicans. These are globalists.
Forget
the Democratic and Republican bullshit.
Right.
They're globalists.
Right. So they're saying these globalists.
Right.
She's saying these globalists got a hold. Right. She's saying, and I agree, that
he's
the globalists
are in
the both sides of the thing. Now, the question was that the globalists on the Republican side, which was very shrewd not to take some of the donations from Bankman-Fried. They took some. They didn't take it the most because, again, the Democratic Party is precisionly most of the power structure that is going on for in these urban areas. I would agree 100%, so that's not a fallacy what you're saying. All I'm saying is we need to evaluate, not jump into too much thinking that, oh, they're going to do some real shit now, because I'm telling you that looks like they setting this stage up for to help the collapse go more smoothly, like they fighting for it. Because first of all,
right,
Trump and them had a chance. Trump was, I hope y'all know this, I put it out there. Trump was with Klaus Schwab, put it on Facebook, and he told Schwab he was doing a great job. He went to World Economic Forum, sat with
Operation
Schwab,
Warp Speed.
Yeah, they talked together. I watch all this now with even more open eyes because you sat with this dude. This dude has not been elected. He's making political policies for nations who are supposed to be sovereign. That right there tells you can't be sovereign. If a guy who's on another shore is making policies for you, and Trump went over there because they have to. He's in the craft, everybody. There's no need to lie to each other. He's in the masonry. He's in the craft. He understands that he wants to live. I understand. But here's where you are, black people. One thing about certain people is by design to give you a warning. His name ain't Trump. We already told you, but it's a key word. Not about is Trump going to say. Trump ain't going to say shit. Trump going to give you the warning. He going to give you the warning that this is coming. And he'll try to give it to you the way where he can't get killed. Now, I will give him that because Kennedy got killed once he did the thing. When Kennedy gave the whole spiel, he was gone. Understand that. You just heard earlier we say that anything on Facebook and all that makes a viral, that's on purpose. They make it viral. They make sure they this could be viral right now what we're talking about with all y'all today. But it ain't going to be viral because they can't have this talked about all day. Are you kidding me? So they want us to talk about stupidity, which is what they created on January 6th, why McCarthy was behind it, Mitch McConnell. You see them hanging with Chinese wives. They got Chinese wives, man. They banging Chinese women, man. They're the biggest thing on. Go to porn and watch Chinese
like
women.
Like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. They're the biggest whores on the planet. They make more money in tranny and sex than all y'all motherfuckers together. Go ahead. Want to bet me? Let's do it. But until y'all wake up to find out this is your land, and it takes white folks to tell you, that's why you don't want to fight. It's a strange thing. If you knew you the first president, why ain't you want to run the country?
This is African American History is American History. Welcome. I'm your host, Harlan Kearsley. This program's goal is to foster understanding, promote discussion, and expand knowledge through stories of historical events, bios of unsung heroes, as well as timely and relevant news stories which hopefully will paint a vivid picture of the effects of segregation, discrimination, and bigotry on the lives of both blacks and whites. Comparisons will be made between the many racially fractured periods of American history and what's going on right now. He was the first African-American to run for president of the United States. Who is it? It's not who you think. Stick around. Little Rock, Arkansas, on August 4, 1857, George Edwin Taylor was the only son of Nathan Taylor, a slave, and Amanda Hines, who was a free black woman. 2 years after George Taylor's birth, in 1859, Arkansas enacted a Free Negro Expulsion Bill. Now, this bill required all free blacks to leave the state. Failure to comply after 1 year, the remaining free blacks would be enslaved.
Oh, shh. George, you hush now. You don't have to worry. You were born free. And I'm gonna see to it you stay that way.
Amanda Hines left Nathan Taylor and took her infant George to Alton, Illinois, which before the Civil War was part of the Underground Railroad on the Mississippi River. It would become a major river port for the Union military once the war began in 1861. Amanda Hines died from tuberculosis in 1862, leaving 5-year-old George an orphan. George Taylor would later claim that he lived in storehouse boxes in the city of Alton all during the Civil War. In 1865, after the war ended,
8-year-old George Taylor boarded a steamboat called the Hawkeye State, which operated between St. Paul, Minnesota, and St. Louis, Missouri. Soon after the steamboat landed at the docks of La Crosse, Wisconsin, George decided to remain there. He took the name George Southall, living with the black cook on the Hawkeye State, Henry Southall, and his family. By 1868, the Southalls moved from La Crosse, but the 11-year-old George decided to remain. However, a La Crosse County Court judge intervened and remanded him to a black family, Nathan Smith and his wife, Sarah. Now, the Smiths provided care for some of the county's orphaned or abandoned Negro children. They lived near West Salem, Wisconsin, and that's a little over 7 miles east of La Crosse. George remained fostered to the Smiths until he reached the age of 20. Then he took the name of George Edward Taylor. He attended a country school near his home. He enrolled at Wayland University in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. And from 1877 to 1879, the 20-year-old George Edward Taylor studied a classical curriculum that emphasized grammar, language, and rhetoric. However, Taylor...
Now, that's the first dude... The three liberal arts, grammar, arithmetic. I mean, they gave it to you back in the day. They was giving you the three arts. And y'all, see, that goes way back. Remember, it's 1800s. He running for vice president. He running for president of the United States as he got older. And guess what? The Hawkeyes.
Hey, bro, what was that date again? The first date they mentioned, August 4th?
Yeah.
Barack Obama's birthday, Lori Lightfoot's birthday, Meghan Markle's birthday. Ain't that a coincidence?
Ain't that a coincidence. Now, here's one more before I go to, because I want y'all to show why would you not want to take control of your country when you had people who was during the time of killing, lynching, able, it went to Illinois, and I hope you realize, Underground Railroad was in Illinois as well. I forgot to tell y'all, I don't know why y'all don't realize how why it's called Illinois, but it's had some history behind Wise. It's damn sure as a PowerPoint. It's actually a ley line. Oh yes it is. And then why y'all can't explain us all these so called Afrocentrics? How do you become a millionaire and slavery? Explain this to me.
Welcome to the Millionaire Power Move series. You know exactly what we do in this series. We analyze the power moves of millionaires all across the country and take something away that you can use in your life on your journey to creating generational wealth. So in this particular episode, we're going to highlight the power moves of Jeremiah Hamilton. Now, there was a subscriber that commented in our first episode that recommended us to interview him, and I want to give you an acknowledgement. Oliver Perry, thank you, because on further inspection, I can definitely see the value that Jeremiah Hamilton can bring to our viewers. So buckle up. This is going to be an awesome episode. Thank you, Oliver, and thank you for tuning in to the Millionaire Power Moves. Jeremiah Hamilton is Wall Street's first black millionaire. Even before Madam C.J. Walker, Jeremiah Hamilton operated in an era where Wall Street was all white. At the time of his death in 1875, Hamilton was the richest non-white man in America, and his net worth was estimated to be $2 million, which is roughly about $250 million in today's monetary terms. What makes Hamilton such a historic figure is the fact that he was able to amass his wealth from predominantly white businesses during a racially charged period in American history. He may have been very successful, but he was hated by both blacks and whites of that era. At the time, he was known by a derogatory name, Nigger Hamilton, and the Prince of Darkness. Despite the negative moniker, brokers and merchants rushed to do business with him. When he was 21 years old, he had a counterfeit coin operation going from Port-au-Prince to New York City. When he was busted by the Haitian authorities, Hamilton went into hiding, as both white publications and black publications cursed him for undermining the existence of the world's first and only black republic.
Even though there were white merchants behind his operation, Hamilton never snitched and gave up his conspirators. In the mid-1830s, Hamilton bought insurance policies on ships that he purposely destroyed, then used that money to purchase 47 lots of land in Astoria, Queens, and Poughkeepsie, New York. He put more than $10 million of today's money in real estate, but at the panic of 1837, he got into serious financial trouble. There was new financial legislation in the bankruptcy law that allowed Hamilton to escape his creditors and come out ahead. By 1860, Hamilton was pooling funds, which in modern-day terms, this would be considered a hedge fund. It worked like this. Investors deposited money to invest on their behalf. The pool's money would allow Hamilton to borrow more money so that a larger sum would be able to invest it in the stock market. Hamilton made the decision what stocks to buy and what stocks to sell. Hamilton was risking other people's savings to speculate pretty much on everything, and that's exactly what hedge funds do today. Hamilton was so successful, he amassed a gigantic fortune. He owned a massive portfolio of stocks and real estate and became Wall Street's first black millionaire. To really understand the man, you must hear what Cornelius Vanderbilt thought of him. Cornelius Vanderbilt was one of the most
Cornelius Vanderbilt, y'all, the Vanderbilt family. Now, y'all got to ask yourself, he came from Haiti, which is pretty much the founding of Chicago. So how do we explain the Haitian? Because when you go into the real world.
And Wakanda
of
forever.
The Jacobeans. Yeah, the black Jacobeans, who were of the Grand Orient Lodge of France. That's why France is still prevalent. America can't do nothing for Haiti. France will have to do it. So y'all show you how they got us fooled. And you see how they were able to maneuver? France gave him the charter of his Masonic lodges, which is still in Haiti. Don't think we ain't looking this shit up. Yeah, we gonna give you. I told you facts will matter, always. Maybe not in 2023. Let me get some more callers. 8079. Let's roll.
How you doing there, Dry Bones? Very informational.
Man, much love to you always. Let's go.
Yeah, I almost fell asleep on what I was going to say. But I wanted to say about that McCarthy thing. Trump did call him like at the third vote and told him to vote that guy in. But to me, you know, all those guys are flip-flops, man. He was against Trump when, that so-called resurrection or whatever went down in fucking in D.C. And then 2 days mm-hmm. later, he down there in Mar-a-Lago on his knees, you know? So I'm like, if you look at the image of him and him taking pictures, the dude got dirt all on his knees, his trousers and everything. I said, my man was on his knees doing something for a little while. So that guy's a flop, man. They put him in order. Just go check out the image, man. Look at the guy's knees. They dirty as hell, like he was in a car or something.
Go ahead.
The robots are coming, man. It's all over the news, the internet, whatever. Folks is losing their jobs left and right, and they gotta get the people some money somehow, or they gonna break in all the stores and steal shit, right?
Yeah. And they opened up the stores, man. They done.
They done up here in Buffalo.
They said it's over for them stores. They ain't coming back after mm-hmm. that blizzard.
Yeah, everything is going to be out in the suburbs for real.
Family Dollar, no, Save-A-Lot is back up and running. I think Family Dollar is, but one of the Aldi stores is still down.
What about the Broadway Market? The Broadway Market?
There wasn't that many. I got to check and see, but a lot of places did open back up. They fixed their shit and opened it back up. They
what about Genesee? I think it's on Genesee.
And plus the insurance. What's that called?
They got insurance. Yeah, because they were told to get insurance for people who ride.
For weather
ride death. Insurance. And Riot, Action Guys, Riot.
And Riot, they all got that insurance.
Let him finish.
Yeah, I
appreciate that.
I just wanted to make that statement.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Yeah, and they made a lot of arrests here in Buffalo, man. And most of those cats was looking at 7 to 14 years for all that stuff they did for that little bit of money, man. You know, they're going to throw them under the jail
for. They're going to throw them under the jail for a little bit of cash. They got insurance for
a little bit of cash, man. 7 years, 14 years. One cat looking at 25 years. It's crazy, bro.
Man. What'd you do? Did you get a chance to hear that ritual? Did you look at the, I don't know if you got a chance to hear it. I know that people are kind of skeptical about a lot of things, but I just thought it was strange, the numbers coming together, like, wow. I mean, could not be. Just a strange phenomenon took place that day.
There you go. We're going to have the finalize of the ritual today at 1 o'clock, so be on the TV.
Yeah.
Because
they got everything
planned out, man. They've been talking about it like crazy. Watch this.
Well,
Some big thing they're supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
I thought he came alive, everybody. I'm not making this up. I mean, on the third day, he was talking. He came out of it. And I said, wow. Those of you in the crowd,
right.
I mean,
oh yeah.
You could tell it looks kind of like, wow. I mean, by the numbers, hey, but let's keep it going. I got some more for y'all. I thought this was going to be I told y'all war crimes. When y'all watch, one thing about white folks, I'm going to give y'all some credit, white folks, right now. Got no choice. One thing about y'all. White people are going to be the ones that are going to fund this. Watch. This revolution. The blacks that are going to be funding it are going to be with them. Y'all said the purge and all that shit. Think about it. You're going to need religion now who know they under attack. Because you don't hear one preacher talking about these laws that's coming down for the pedophilia, for the kids sex traffickers. They had to be the compromise and doing it themselves. This is a fact. Now, every time somebody tries to deny what's really going on, the facts come out. We don't even got to do no more. It just comes out. Everything y'all said or denied is being found out now. Remember? Hey, warp speed. I don't know if warp speed is going to be good. Hell, don't sound good to me after I did some more extensive research. After that loss in a fake insurrection, a fake insurrection, everybody. Think about that for a minute, everybody, before I bring some more calls in. Think about you getting arrested for supposedly going to a political gathering. The dude tells you this. Now, everybody knows Nancy Pelosi did not call the National Guard because that was her job. That's why, you know, people don't know the law, don't know nothing about this shit. Because that's why you be arguing with dumb people. Don't argue with dumb people no more. Just talk about entertainment with them. You still can love them. They ain't going to get into this type of shit.
Love them from a distance.
Hey, love from a distance. I mean, if you can't. Because what happens is, the more psyops they put on people's emotion, the more violent prone they're going to become toward you and others, because they see that... somehow that energy level that's necessary. Now, who's causing the energy level divide? Y'all on this line will say it's all light, sound, energy, and all that, right? So isn't it possible that not just y'all, but people out there don't realize that if the planets align, everybody, I could tell you right now, I'm seeing the moon almost at 8 o'clock in the morning now. Bright as hell with the sun.
Yeah.
I ain't making this up. Bright as hell.
Yeah, I told y'all that.
Like that, though.
And just
they're
as
like
big
that.
Here. I mean, just
they're
as
like
big.
Yeah.
The sun over here coming up, the moon is really big as hell. Like, damn, the moon ain't gone yet? So,
y'all
can think how you want to think. But we about to go into the high level now. Y'all better get ready. If you ain't in the high levels, jump off, go to a dumber show. I don't have a problem with that.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. Everybody on the line. Or everybody, would y'all ride in a driverless car when you the only one in the vehicle sitting in the back seat?
No.
Would y'all do that now?
No, I can't do it. No. I can't do it yet. After I watched the Netflix movie where the dude was killed in a driver's car so they could get his body to be an avatar, it's a series I watched.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
online.
That?
And the movie Upgrade.
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 Hell
yeah.
No. They can kill me easier. They can kill me easier. That's the easier way to kill me.
Hey,
somebody who really.
Yeah. Especially
yeah,
them doors
I
want to
say something about the insurrection.
Ahead,
the insurrection was set up to play off people's psyop. So when it is time for you to go and attack the enemy, which is them, that you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it because
do
after
it.
They put that acting out there, that was an act. You seen the acting. Then they did the acting in the court. That's all psyops to your mind, MK Ultra being programmed in your mind. So, oh, I better not go and fight because cause Master said that looked bad on TV.
Yeah.
You're not
well,
you know,
FBI, CIA, same people
yeah.
who came up with the Governor Whitner kidnapping plot. The same people, y'all.
Yeah, same people.
Hey, but the only person
on
I talked to.
Just like the looting.
Y'all go ahead. I'm going to
like
y'all
go the
media.
The,
yeah, go ahead.
Just like the media did with the looting in Buffalo,
okay,
they focused on that.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Wes, you next. I'm gonna,
yeah, the
whole
person
now.
I talked to on the tread, they say he would ride in a driverless car. My man, New York, Chuck Mo Thomas, he say he'd do it, man, but I couldn't do it, man. It's
now,
like being locked in a police car
I'm not saying, I'm going to tell you how, to most property talkers, I'm going to tell you how it's going to be easy for people.
Yeah.
What they're doing is areas that they're going to use first. They ain't going to use everywhere. I'm mainly thinking, seeing what I'm seeing here. I'm going to tell you what I see here, everybody. We already got the Domino's thing running around downtown Miami. What they're going to do is now they're going to just make tourist areas first. People who making money through tourism going to get those cars first in Miami and Miami
yep.
Beach. And so it's going to be tracks going to be already laid out. The reason for this is
mm-hmm.
they're going to give the excuse of our traffic and parking. Because you can get a ticket. If you
yep.
end up in the Miami, they will park your ass, put a block on your ass in a minute on South Beach. You will have to pay. Play with it if you think I'm making this shit up. But go. Nonetheless, that's how it's going to be done. And here in New York. New York is going to be the same hub because it's a tourist area. They're going to go in areas. Now, I'm not going to let it drive me far. I can go into
yep.
like an Uber state with it where I'm driving to a hotel that's over here. But as far as I'm going to let it drive me all the way down to 90 or 95 here, I don't know about that one yet. But, again, I'll tell people this. I'm not saying I ain't going to go with chain, but I don't know how they're going to do our cars because New York State, all y'all talking today, good. We got to look at the laws that's in your state that you're still going to be alive if you don't die prematurely. That within the next 2 to 3 years, y'all going to be without gas cars. They say they're going to make gas cars, so they already been a long time ago.
I want to see how that's going to work in Buffalo.
Hey, but you see,
wait,
I'm not
wait,
saying
didn't
that.
Didn't they turn the
right,
grid
off? Hey,
they powered it up and turned the grid
I don't
off?
Know. I'm just telling you what they do.
Right now, they get ready to put these things in the car that they're making so whenever they want to stop your car, the police
can
stop your
car.
They
can stop your car.
Yeah.
That's called Vault 7, man. Look it up. It's called Vault
yeah.
7, man. When y'all come
there
up,
you, go.
You got to look at the name of Vault 7, man.
Vault
people
7.
People can't just talk about what they can do. It's got a name to it. Vault 7. Look it up.
Vault 7.
They made
Tiger
Woods' car drive
that,
up here. That's what happened to Tiger Woods' car.
That's why we got
and that lady
that's
there,
that's why we got you
that,
on here.
That
you,
Hick
you know.
Lady. The Ann Hick. That car was on the Vault 7.
Ann Hick.
Yep.
Yeah, Ann Hick.
Yep.
Because you see how car, did you see how fast that car was going? Ann Hick.
Yep.
Ann Hick. No, I'm going to tell y'all
yep.
stuff, everybody. So, thank you. That's why I love all y'all on here. Now, you know some stuff that y'all never asked any questions afterwards about. Remember the lady in California who the stop sign and killed babies and everything? And supposed to be trying to go. No one asked, like,
yep.
did she go to jail? No one, because they got people in these cars already. That's why the question I would ask, see, you don't know how big you are until you get into something. And I'm going to say, damn, he never bothered nobody. Because you don't know if they ever been listening to you or your projected thoughts. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, I got to go there. See, the thought police is already out. They know
yeah.
certain people. They know certain people. Y'all said it to me. They know that certain people, all of us included on here, ain't nobody exempt at all from this. They got it where people are being listened to because y'all don't realize government claims TikTok is dangerous. That's why I say, damn, are they paying attention? Do facts matter? TikTok been deemed dangerous. Dangerous.
But how long we've been saying about all of them, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter,
exactly.
All have been infiltrated by the government.
Right.
People stay back. They're not listening.
Now, hold on. On the news, even on the news, no matter what your relative, whoever you came with, people, some people don't even watch the news. Some people don't even watch TV. They're on the phone. Whatever the phone give them is all they know. That's
an
instrument to make you only think of what's on that phone. If that's all you ever look up for anything other than real shit, then they boom. Then you can't go to the Matrix good. That's why people still look at the real in the Matrix is a danger to the. That's why that movie came out, The Matrix. It's a danger between the reality world and the fake world. So the battle is there with the reality world and the fake world, and it's coming stronger than ever because all of us are getting older. So this is a real pivotal point for a lot of us out here talking all day. So I'm going to break it hot and put y'all on the line in a minute. Brother Kwame, I mean, 10 minutes, but I found stuff I got to play for them before we bring you in there. Man, now ask myself a question. Is everything fake? A war, if you look, I put it up there. The Russian brother over there, he got his own Zionist group. Remember, Russia and the Tsar War, y'all acting like Russia didn't have a war called the Bolsheviks, where they were fighting the Khazar. Been fighting them. And now they showing you the same thing today. I'm telling you, the magic is so deep, I'm even nervous for people. My own damn, it's like, damn, the magic's so deep that they able to deceive the very elect. That's how deep this magic is.
Yep.
And the only way they can do it is through you. You don't want to pretend like this your land. I got people saying, oh, we don't need, you the first republic. You thought Haiti was the only republic. First of all, that should be a sign to you right now. You see what they're doing to Haiti. They floating over here in the hundreds now, up in the Keys, the news. And the Keys, they covered in the hundreds now. Now, think about this. They get y'all to believe all this stuff. No way. You just heard first black millionaire on Wall Street, black. Biggest drug dealer in America, they black. I mean, over the mafia, bigger than the mafia, they black. How the hell, the only thing missing is you claiming America. That's the only thing. Because you claim all this other shit. Being the first black president. You got people sending me pictures of them, George Washington. George Washington black. Thomas Jefferson black. Okay. Then why you don't want to be over the country? Then why you so hate politics? Hate it. Pretty much hate it. Can't stand it. Don't know what's going on. Can't name a meeting tomorrow.
But see, that's the main question you're talking about now. How in the world you the first person here? I get that. You the first person here. But why you ain't running shit?
Right. No, they
you
might
see,
be running.
It doesn't make sense. Something's missing.
For the real shit.
Are they
you're
running undercover?
Fight for the real
you
shit.
Can't be the top boss and don't be
the
undercover.
Black Lives Matter.
But you behind. but you behind the damn technology that makes it happen. If you think black folks ain't behind technology, they ain't. But look at the tech world. They India, Africa, part of different other countries that's already got this shit. You just don't see it yet because you ain't riding bikes every day. That's why they're going to introduce the bikes. We're going to be just like Bali, where everything is bikes and scooters. Watch. Everywhere. Home Depot selling scooters now. Everybody's selling scooters. Because you know what's coming. Now, the question is, it ain't affect us in the immediate. The immediate means in the first 24 hours. That's why y'all love 24. First 2 hours, if it don't bother you immediately, we in the zombie state, we're going to let it happen. But I'm talking to all y'all before I bring, see, all my older brothers and sisters, I'm about to bring Brother Kwame in next. There's been war crimes. Now, some Jews, hey, I don't know why, because every Jew ain't your enemy. It's like Brother Ray said. See, that's not the Jew. I told you, Jew is a key word. You can't be calling them that. They're Khazar, or you got to go to the land that they came from, Russia, Bulgaria,
the Slavs. You see, they went with the Ottoman Turks. If you went to Ottoman Turks, that means you with the Arabs. And that's why the Arabs are able
all the
to defend
stands,
they,
all the,
yeah.
All
yeah,
the
all
stands,
of,
man. Turkestan,
all the stands. Turkestan, yeah. Kyrgyzstan, all them stands. Because that's right. Constantinople. That's the major one that gave you the trick word with. This man said this, it's deep. This country, everything that's going on, United States of America, they have not been without blood. And that's the scripture of why. It's not about you. It's about paying. They got to pay. They did blood. They dead in blood. That's how far. Look at the crimes America did. Why ain't they sued yet? Why ain't Trump go to Geneva? Like we've been told all the years in black power movies, black power meetings I was in. Take this shit to Switzerland. The Geneva, Switzerland. We going to win. Take it to the World Cup. I got all these groups, Black Aurora, Kakoma. Let's take it to the whatever else. Really?
You said that if the Nuremberg principles were applied, every post-World War II president would be indictable.
That's probably true.
Can we run down them real fast? What did Eisenhower do that you would indict him for?
Eisenhower overthrew the conservative nationalist government of Iran with a military coup. He overthrew the first and last democratic government in Guatemala by a military coup and invasion, leading to years of, in Iran, it led to 25 years of brutal dictatorship. Finally overthrown in 79. In Guatemala, it led to massive atrocities, which are still continuing. That's after almost 50 years. In Indonesia, this wasn't known until recently, but he conducted the major clandestine terror operation of the post-war period up until Cuba and Nicaragua, in an effort to break up Indonesia, strip off the outer islands, where most of the resources are, and undermine the what was then considered as a threat of Indonesian democracy. Indonesia was too free and open. It was allowing a political party of the poor to participate. They were gaining a lot of ground, so that Eisenhower supported and helped instigate a military rebellion in the outer islands. This is just for starters. So these are all indictable offenses.
What about Kennedy?
Kennedy was one of the worst. Kennedy, first of all, invaded South Vietnam. During the Eisenhower administration, they had blocked a political settlement in 1954 and instituted a kind of a Latin American-style terror state, which had killed maybe 60 or 70,000 people by the end of the Eisenhower period, and had instigated a response, a reaction. Kennedy recognized that it couldn't be controlled internally, so he simply invaded. In 1962, about a third of the bombing missions that were carried out by the U.S. Air Force in South U.S. planes with South Vietnamese insignia, but U.S. pilots. He authorized napalm. He began the use of chemical weapons to destroy food crops. They began programs which drove millions of people into what amounted to concentration camps. Now, that's aggression. In the case of Cuba, it was just a massive campaign of international terrorism, which almost led to the destruction of the world, led to the missile crisis. And we can continue. Again, these are all indictable offenses.
About Johnson?
Well, Johnson expanded the war in Indochina to the point where ended up probably leaving 3 or 4 million people dead. He invaded the Dominican Republic to block what looked like a potential democratic revolution there, supported the Israeli occupation in its early stages. Again, we can go around the world. Take, say, Carter.
You know, I'll get there, but Nixon's next.
Nixon, we don't even have to talk about. We can skip that one, okay? But
Ford.
Well, Ford was only there for a short time, but long enough to endorse the Indonesian invasion of East Timor, which became about as close.
All those, it could go on and on. But you see, I'm bring Brother Kwame now. Brother Kwame, I hope you would, if you're in the mind. Okay, all that's going on. You see, we had Kennedy. Put yourself on mute, everybody, so we can hear him. And y'all still ain't gonna be off the show. Just put yourself on mute and move around. We can hear about him. I'm hearing ringing and all kind of things. But you see that they killed Kennedy. Even though he was worse, they said he started all the Vietnam stuff. He was told to do all this, but then he betrayed his they trust. And by them betraying their trust, he might have got himself pretty much assassinated.
But that's the thing. Name one president who don't have no dirt on them.
That's my point.
But ain't nothing happened to him.
Ain't nothing happened
to him.
You
know, Clinton.
So that happened to him.
Obama. Trump.
Yeah. So, yeah, Trump. All
that's
up.
A good point.
All right, Brother Kwame, you been holding? Put yourself on mute, everybody. If y'all mute, y'all still can't
leave
the show.
Somebody's in the car.
Yeah, that makes me. Brother Kwame, go ahead. Let me just get you. I'll figure it out. Go ahead, Brother Kwame, with us. Okay, let me see right here.
This has been a very.
I'm trying to bring.
It's been a.
There you go.
It's
there
been
go.
A very. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, I got you now. Go ahead.
Okay.
We got
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and you know this family has been dropping it like it's hot, and it is hot because we're now in a great changing time, and what we just saw there in the Capitol with that fiasco, and you know you were pointing out Major what's her name Marjorie Greene.
Yeah, Marjorie Greene.
Her district was where the Georgia Guidestones was that they blew up.
Mm-hmm.
That was her district. And so that tells you right there what's on. She's in on it. That's why she was able to speak up like she did in the House with this whole fiasco. The thing
right.
that you had is that 100 years ago they had the same thing that happened in the filibuster. Well, even back in 1854 when they had trying to elect the Speaker of the House, they killed a person. A man walked across the aisle and beat a man to death, and the blood is still in that rotunda where they have their meeting. That his blood is still in that floor. The part that you're looking at is they will kill each other in order to get what they want to keep this system going. You know,
mm-hmm.
we look at our children, and you can go on Healthline, and they've got an excellent report. That what they're seeing now is that the child's brain, 7 hours on iPads or iPhones or whatever electronics that they're doing, distorts the brain of the child. And Julius Nyerere says, whosoever educates your children, control your world. The thing that we came up with is learning to write, arithmetic, and read. Write, arithmetic, and read. Those were the basics that we began school with. And if you look at the first letters of each one of those words, you create war. W-A-R. And what we've been doing is seeing that they've been battling for the minds of our people. And this is the way in which they've been able to keep us in this situation, miseducation. Because Julius Nyerere says, whosoever educates your children controls your future. And look at our future because... We went from OPP back in the day, and you got into the part of horror films. You forgot these are Damien's great-grandchildren, The Omen. Damien's great-grandchildren are now doing what they're doing because these are part of the family line. These are his descendants, that Omen, that Antichrist. And so what we're now having is that as elders, we can look at what was and what is, because when you go back to OPP, that song, then you turn around and we had the epidemic, and the children from that OPP are now was the ones that's got what, ADD and attention deficit disorder, and the new ones are coming out with ODD, opposition district disorders. And these are the ways in which they're destroying the minds of our children. Because you talked about that 10-year-old boy that shot his mother, that they had one in Florida beat his mother to death over a PlayStation she took from him. So this is what we have looked at because we stopped giving grandmother's lap time and start giving laptops. And this is the end result of what we're getting.
That's a good one there. Yes, yes. Grandmother's lap time.
Naughty by nature.
Oh, man.
Naughty by nature. And you know, we were singing that. That was programming.
Yeah.
Other people's property or other people's.
I'm get
your
lap dance.
You know, right. And so we've watched this generation, this generational, and what do we have?
Okay.
The part that we, LGBTQ, if you look on, UGA has its economic department. Do you know that LGBTQ families now are coming right behind us at $1 trillion? Their income is $100,000 for LGBT family.
Yeah, what? I'm almost speechless by that one because I said, man, look what they diverted all the money to their old funds. Yeah, they diverted that money. They got a lot of it now. They really do. If you look at what he just said,
what they're doing is they're creating Miami, Atlanta, Chicago. All of these cities are getting ready to become smart cities. This is why you were talking about getting in a car and driverless cars. It's
right.
Because this is what they're condensing it down to, because what they're doing is the planet is not overpopulated.
No, not at all.
You drive through Texas, you drive to Oklahoma, Nevada, Kansas especially. You got more flat land, but you're condensing the people, the population in areas. Because that's why they put you and call you what's called urban. It means you are banned from nature. DSM-4 and 5 says there's a new mental disease called nature deficit disorder. People are going crazy because they disconnected from nature.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you a question. From that clip I played, because you like we talked that indigenous, and you got a very vast history of what's going on in this country. But that law was just given out that if you leave, we get you free. But you got like about a certain amount of time to get out before you go back into slavery. So that created a refugee type of movement just by that legislation. Because obviously, if you want to remain free, you're gonna flee, and that means we got to migrate into other parts of the West or other parts of the territories that was given them type of law. So that does create a refugee mentality that the indigenous were always had to flee. Until they came to the final areas where I guess they couldn't, retreat. And then by that time, that's when the Buffalo Soldier story starts to come in effect, where you have F Troop and all this other stuff. Because you can tell, how do you take that law where they recognize you free? Because according to that thing about the first you were trying to run for president, he was free. His mama and them was free, but they fleed. You think where you think most of the indigenous people would have gone west, right? Pretty much, in your estimation, what you think?
Well, and that was the part of what Haiti was there when they defeated the French. What did Napoleon have to do? He sold America. Everything west of the Mississippi belonged to France. The Louisiana Purchase,
right.
And that's where they came in and started herding every. They were only 13 colonies were all east of the Mississippi. Everything east of the Mississippi
Then
after that war that happened, that he had to wind up selling all of that land from Minnesota all the way down to New Orleans. And that was the Louisiana Purchase. And that's when they began to move and then took the immigrants after slavery and gave them free land, education, and backed them in developing the land. They did not give us the 40 acres and a mule. That's why we had Reconstruction in 1871. The Republicans turned around there and made a deal with the Democrats. Give us electoral votes, and we'll give you the Democrats can have the South back. And this is what we haven't looked at history and how it's repeating itself.
Well, wouldn't that...
Because both parties are
now, wouldn't that be the carpetbacker?
Yeah, well, the carpetbacker...
They never really taught us in my school time. They never taught us the carpetbacker until we got older. I realized they're the carpetbaggers.
General...
Carpetbaggers was the... Yeah.
Yeah, but General Order number 11. Ulysses S. Grant gave General Order 11 when the Civil War was going on, because the carpetbaggers was the Jews coming down with gold trying to buy up the cotton for their textile industry in the North. Look it up.
Right.
General
that's
Order Number 11. Ulysses S.
Well,
Grant.
Yeah, no, I'll give it again. Yeah, tell them the order again. I agree. I know it's a fact that add on to that, what you said is that this is where we left the South in massive migration to go to these industrial plants. But then I figure, okay, let's go with that premise. The schools promoted that, all the HBCUs and all them that was at the time prominent and giving a lot of guidance to America through the education system. See, like they made deals with the Rothschild family and the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and Vanderbilts. No one though. Now here's where I get it. If a black dude is that rich at that time to be the first, why did we not flow to that alliance? How does that work when you think how we lost that when blacks was millionaires, which would be $200 million would be what he would have back in that day. How do we explain that to the people there?
Okay, you look at how Wall Street got its name. Because Wall Street got its name is because when the slave ships came in and unloaded the slaves, the stench from the people was so horrific that the people had to build a wall and bring the slaves around the wall and begin to sell them. That's how they became millionaires. That's how Wall Street got its name. There's a book by Holocaust for Beginners by Sam Anderson. Holocaust for Beginners, and he talks about the way Wall Street got its name is they had to build a wall coming from the people they were unloading off of those boats that they were bringing in was so horrible that they built the wall and then they named the street Wall Street. That's what the first commodity was sold on Wall Street was people that looked like us.
And then you say, but then we got people who say, got where Wall Street is at, and then we got, when we went to see Farrakhan back in the Million Day March Day, they were selling them in Virginia right near the Capitol. So they've been selling, and these merchants, but then you got to look at how somebody in the 1800s, is the white people are giving him homage, they go to him only, they call. It seems like somewhere down the line, I'm finding our faces in a lot of stuff that we don't give a lot of light. We don't give a lot of light to, because that's a major. That's just one guy to be the first. He is many more. I'm trying to figure out like how do they get us to all move out of our land into the industrial era of this
terrorism.
Terrorism, no doubt about it. So use terrorism, but then how does, like, for instance, the guy? Those of you out there in Philadelphia listening. Frank Matthews. I keep going. If y'all have seen that documentary, y'all need to watch it. They said that the Nation of Islam in Philadelphia had something called the Black Mafia. So I go look it up. Y'all look this up. I'm talking about the Black Mafia was one of the most unbelievable Nation of Islam group. They was extorting the drug dealers in that time frame when heroin was big. And stuff like that. And now, here's what gets crazy. Most of them were doing business with the Jews, the Italians at that time. Remember, we all growing up. It's the 70s now. And I'm talking with you almost because, you older than us in this era. It's like they got all of us, like the sister said, they got all of us to think about pimp movies. So that's why they call it black exploitation, where they be pimping women, then they bring a few little bit of knowledge with Blackula about the island roots and the mysticism of he was over there with Bam the Vampire and all that. So they add certain elements into the cult world through horror movies. But how did we explain, Brother Kwame, that like people richer than Madam C.J. Walker, and it's a lot more. I thought wait till I give show y'all this. It's so many millionaires that I was in shock. I said, damn, it's like 18 millionaires in prominent areas of the United States, especially in Raleigh-Durham, where the drug dealing families all came out. All your drug dealing families came out of South Carolina, everybody. Bumpy Johnson, all of them. Durham. How is that? Frank Matthews, all of them came out of Durham. So So I said, I got to find out how blacks were able to do this. Some blacks never got touched.
Yeah, because
like
they were what they.
How is that?
But what?
How you look at the series
they got on television right now, The Godfather, with Florence Forrest Whitaker. He's an emblem. Then you had the American Gangster. All of these people were putting into the system what you had the Jews and the Italians doing. You had black slave owners, but there was billionaires, what they call, and these were indigenous and black people. There's a book called Killers of the Flower Moon. Killers of the Flower Moon talks about how the FBI became the FBI. It's because the Osage Nation, black and red, bought this land in Oklahoma, discovered there was oil on it, and they began to build mansions, driving chauffeur-driven cars by white folks.
Yeah.
And there was the youngest millionaire, 14-year-old girl, black girl, was because they killed her parents trying to get the oil, and she inherited the land. She was the youngest, 14 years old. It's in the book. And this is why the government sent J. Edgar Hoover down there to investigate the murders of the Osage Nation people, started the FBI in the early 1900s.
Well, I can tell you this much. I'm finding out more and more that has been uncovered. And again, that's why I tell black folks who listen, whatever background, whatever you are, the history is America was wide open. To these pirates, they brought a lot of people, and indigenous people had to flee because these laws was coming in. Makes sense to me. You gotta move the population, so you give them ultimatum.
But dry bone. We gotta overstand something. We gotta start looking at that's his story. What is our story? Because when we say our, we are the original universal race.
Yeah.
Original universal race is who we are as a people. We are the first humans. When we began to look at not 16, 19, but millions of years, hundreds of thousands of years ago, we still had civilizations that they are now copying. And this is why they had to bring us here, is because they didn't know how to build civilization. We went into to Europe or to West Asia.
So Europe, we, so hold on. So
the
Europe
Moors,
is, so,
the Moors
right,
went
right,
in
that's,
in
right,
792 and
right.
built. They only had one university. When they left in 1491, there were 16 universities and over 2,000 baths. And we had been from Russia all the way down to Italy.
Right. But that's why you'll hear me say this all the time. I'll never blame. If we that. I knew we got to be the one that caused this this problem. It wouldn't be them. Because all the history I've heard growing up from when we joined these nations, Islam, we joined the Moors, they gave you pretty much ample history enough to show that white folks even admitted themselves. I mean, let's go with the French dude. Since the Haitians are really hooked up to the French, they went to Egypt and said, "Look at what mighty race." They gave their initiation long time ago to black people. I mean, they the ones that showed you they made the y'all know this. This is like kind of like a history that we should always been teaching, but we not. The Statue of Liberty being black, that's not hard to see. It's right here in living color. I've nowhere to
the
hide.
The chain is still on. If you ever go there, the chain is at her foot because they
right.
changed
it's,
it.
Yeah, it's still there.
Because
it's still. Right, but I'm saying this is not nothing that I could tell people. The knowledge that we give now. It's like something like A.J. Rogers and all them was given when we was told to read, but they don't tell kids to read books no more. So the kids are not reading these books. The children, what I call goats, but this generation like us trying to capture it in this new technology for them. Because I've noticed that what you're saying, and many of us on here listening, we kind of like felt like when we heard that was not true, but then they showed it back in them days. You could see the artifacts of the Black Athena. They were showing the actual architects. Most people don't like artifact shit no more. They don't want to even hear about the new findings because it might make their mindset change. So that's why I ask this generation now, like you and us and beyond, because they're going to find some more stuff. I think they're going to find some more history.
Because A museum is nothing but a thieves' warehouse. They stole what all you see in a museum. That's a thieves' warehouse. That's where they warehouse all of their theft. In these museums is where they put the things that they stole from other folks' land because they didn't create. Africans create, Europeans imitate. And the part for them is that we have to begin.
You say Africans, because now I want to go there, because I'm glad you said that. Now, I'm going to always make this, that's why I keep this high here with me and you with this. I like the fact you bring that because they're in there, but then, like, when Chief Warhorse and them find out that, you know, you say the Moors, but we give this Moors this mystical feeling where they can get a pass because there's this mystical group that taught Europe. Okay, so they taught Europe. Now they taught Europe, then we find out this is their offsprings, then how are we supposed to take that? If you telling me you taught somebody some stuff, and you're supposed to be the parent of this offspring that everybody gives credit to the Moors for doing and everything, then you got a bastard child. Either you got a retarded child. You created something that is not recognizable of your stature that you claiming that you are. Now, I'm going to take a hot commitment commercial for it. I just want to make sure everybody understand that because we give a lot of accolades to these continents, and then the people that's on the continents who say, I'm on the continent, I live the continent, they're going to argue with me. You say one thing. Me and you saying one thing, but I'm saying we got to realize that the Africans ain't saying the same thing like me and you talking because when we talk to them, I very seldom hear them say that. You know, they don't look at us like, oh, they look at us, but not like we trying to make them look at us like, oh, they connect right with us. I don't see that yet. But I'm going to go ahead, make a point. I'm going to take a commercial break. Make a point.
Okay, and where we get the concept of Africa is through the astronomy that the Moors and the Kemetic people were studying. There's an excellent YouTube called Heaven's Wheel by Dr. Charles Finch. Finch shows you that the North Star, which is Draco's, as above, the Overground Railroad. As above, so below. Right now, Draco's is moving out in Cepheus, which is the Ethiopian king constellation who's married to Andromeda. And his brother was called Africanus. This is the way in which we understood what was going on above. The Ethiopian king and his brother.
But how do you equate the white man? Because how can you equate the white man as being they taking over, emulating? When if I'm the first parent, then that's either my bastard retard child that I had, and I ain't trying to take care of it no more, and now it's rebelling. That's what I see. That let's get back.
And what do we
back.
See? What do we see with our children right now? What do we see with our children right now today?
Well,
our children, that's why I said ODD.
I understand, but we got...
The defective African, that aberrant child, is against his parents, and he's trying to go against his parents, just like you said, the children today going against the parents.
Now, I'm going to go with that. Hold on. We're going to take a break. We'll take it right back. We're going to take a break. I'm going to tell y'all right now. If these are our kids, let's go with that premise, y'all. I want to hear from all y'all. If these are our kids, we did a bad job of parenting as we doing right now. So who fault is that again is the question. Be right back.
Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. And what kind of alibi do they come up with? They try and pass the buck to the Dixiecrats. Now, back during the days when you were blind, deaf, and dumb, ignorant, politically immature, naturally you went along with that. But today, as your eyes come open and you develop political maturity, you're able to see and think for yourself. And you can see that a Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat in disguise. You today are in the hands of a government of segregationists, racists, white supremacists, who belong to the Democratic Party but disguise themselves as Dixocrats. A Dixocrat is nothing but a Democrat. Whoever runs the Democrats is also the father of the Dixocrats. And the father of all of them is sitting in the White House. I say it again. You got a president who's nothing but a Southern segregationist. And the first thing the cracker does when he comes in power, he takes all the Negro leaders and invites them for a coffee. To show that he's all right. And those Uncle Toms can't pass up the coffee. They come away from the coffee table telling you and me that this man is all right. Oh, I say, you've been misled. You've been had. You've been took.
Now, that we're going to be on Black History in a minute. Dr. King is coming up. It's a holiday coming up for him. He was given to it by the same presidents. And then I don't think we get what the Democrat Party, it says segregationist. It told you, I'm going to tell you how Brother Cohen, bring everybody's on, I'm going to bring everybody on here. I'm going to show you how they showed all of us that this is their party. Because, see, you can say one thing about one party or another, but with some people, what Kamala Harris told the dude, you was with the segregationists. Y'all hurt Malcolm coming up. Y'all should be, it's a shame. All y'all going to give a Malcolm X review or show and don't get that right there validated Malcolm. Malcolm said, told y'all, segregation. They told y'all that the party that y'all gave all this, I'm going to kill my baby for 9 months to be my body, my choice, except for COVID. Ain't that amazing? It's my body, my choice for COVID, but they got them want to kill you for not having a COVID shot in a minute. Get ready. You've been warned. Malcolm had to be killed. I don't know what temple they got, but if it's the one in Philadelphia, I know they did it. Oh, hell. After watching that video of Frank Matthews, I was like, holy shit, the black mafia? There was a black mafia more ruthless and more scared than the actual Italian, because the Italians had to know. You know why they had to know? Because they did a movie about it. Christopher Lloyd, great actor did it. When they was actually talking about them being Moors, that the Moors fucked the Italians. It was in a movie, a mafia movie. Sure was. I can't think of it right now.
And Killers of the Flower Moon. I can't make this shit up. Kwame was talking about the movies coming out in May starring Leonardo DiCaprio. I said, damn.
Yeah. No, but this.
I sent y'all the link.
They made another one a long time ago with Christopher something. The one Christopher Lloyd, I believe, one of them dudes. It was a good movie back. It's an old movie. They said about they was from Sicily. They started talking about he made it say, did you know that the blacks had us in Sicily and all that? Talking about it. I said, damn, they put it in a movie. In a movie. Now, the one coming out now, I don't know about that one yet, but that's just to show you that they how do we explain? I'm going to have to ask everybody this. How do you explain that all the biggest people in American history to be the first is the ones that's the start of it all? Christmas Addicts, First Black, a Bunker Hill. Then you got all this First Mason, Prince Hall, Imposter. Then you got the Sable. And them Haitians going into surveying all the goddamn land, finding all the ley lines for them. Then you got Benjamin Bagger the Bay, giving them ley lines and all the Masonic symbols for Washington, D.C., and then you niggas don't want to fight for goddamn country? Come on, let's hear it, y'all.
And you got your first black gay president.
But you got everything black person can ask for.
But what now?
And John Bone.
Go ahead. Let me get some more. Go ahead. Y'all talk. I'm going to get Brother Kwame later. Hold tight. Listen to them, Brother Kwame. Then we hit on that. Go ahead. First sister. I'm here for you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say about that, the clip that you were showing about Malcolm X, that's exactly what happened with the Republican Party. Okay? There was 15 votes, not three votes that elected McCarthy. There are people that's in the Republican Party that are Democrats. They are hiding in the Republican Party to destroy the country.
That makes sense, about what he just said. Right.
Exactly. And it took 15 votes because those people who held out is the ones who's really trying to get our country in order. It's not chaos. That's what democracy is for, the people. The people have the power, not the electors.
Okay, now let's go. Hold on. Stop. I'm going to give everybody a chance to talk. Now, anybody, that what you just heard from Brother Kwame earlier, what we talked about now, to sit here to how blacks were actually major partakers in the whole layout and foundation of the Americas. If that's the case, and I'm saying, when I say black, I'm not trying to put the color, but there's different elements of black people coming into the country from all over the world, basically, and able to do these magnificent feats to create cities before they do the construction. So it was already, and then the construction that was already here, and this is where I got to talk. I'll tell everybody out there, listen carefully. Y'all never want to give Christopher, y'all want to bash Christopher Columbus, because that's the, I show you how brainwashed people could be, even the black Afrocentrics. But his ship is a Moorish ship. How is that?
But see, the thing is, bro, like what you and Kwame are saying, but the thing is, it's ignorance. I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying people not knowing certain things, but they don't want to learn nothing. We've been talking about this all through the show about staying away from people who don't who don't want to learn anything. Those are the dangerous people. I had to leave my family. Didn't want to do it, but, you know, hey, it's either me or them.
It's a sad comment. Hey, brother, let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I got my mail. Hey, brother, look, I'm sorry because you was driving. I'll bring you back because you got your hands. Are you able to still talk? Because you know we talked about this, that enemy sinister architecture in New York with a stock exchange where they do all the trading at, down there. Are you still with us? Brother, look, are you still with us? Okay. Let me put you back on mute because I know you be moving. Get with me later, though. All right. Now let's go with this thing. Because like what y'all saying, Brother Kwame, all y'all, everybody. Now, America, should we change our mindset again? Because, again, black folks don't want to accept their heritage of America. If I name everybody that does something, first black this, first black millionaire, first black entrepreneur, first black surveyor, they all look like they come from, regardless of their ethnicity of land at the moment. That's still, if they're the original people that was already teaching them, makes even more sense. Now, why is it we having the hardest time with convincing people that their birthright is right here? The concept now seems like the Afrocentrics, which is a mind psyop as well, financed by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, just look it up. All them New York brothers and sisters that we should all love and them, you got to look up who financed them first, and they tell you, Phil Donahue, Dr.
But that goes back to the Colin Kaepernick thing you said earlier. Rockefeller and BlackRock are working together to push that whole racism thing against the police and everything.
Right. Lockstep is called, everybody. Lockstep. I'm so happy to see people sending me stuff that's showing people from all over the place, diverse areas, the islands. People are waking up. You just may not be on the same channel like these brothers and sisters are, but those you listen for the first time, if you start to see people saying this thing on your channels, again, they're monitoring them, but they will cut it off. Now, this is what I've heard. I'm about to get hot. They're going to cut the internet off. You know why? It makes sense to bring on a new one because they're going to say some bullshit about TikTok, infiltrated this, and that the end, they say the same thing, and that and all this what's that negative against the COVID is going to still be brought back into play, that
misinformation.
So that's going to make a council, a special council got to be set up to see if it's appropriate. Elon Musk got to be with it, everybody, because they, him, Facebook, and all of them got all the data showing that they was cheating. They proved that they cheated. The technocrats are
Zuckerberg, yep.
Yeah, Zuckerberg. The technocrats are already taking over. I don't know if y'all realize this by now. We did a show about 8 years, the first years that we're doing. I said, man, it's a group called the technocrats. They came from Canada. They came from Canada.
But
they came from Canada.
Dry bones. Dry bones. With this election of the speaker, is McCarthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If we look back at 1966, McCarthy report on communism was that, and he was a senator from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
How soon we forget about our story? His story is because what they've done. He's a descendant from the McCarthy. I told you, Damien's children is taking back over. Even when that McCarthy was doing that, he was connected with Al Capone and Cicero, saying that they were connected with the Communist Party. This is what McCarthy was back in 1966.
That's right, the Communist Party. They were after all. They were after everybody from the great actor who played Othello first. He was. They claimed he was communist. The great. He played Othello, the great one. Oh my goodness, go on a minute.
You talking about the opera singer?
Black. Yeah, the opera singer.
Yeah, Paul Robeson was under McCarthy.
He was under McCarthy.
Yeah.
He was under McCarthy. McCarthy then was after the communists. According to the government, they claim everybody was communist. But the question is.
And what do we have now? What communist country is Russia?
Yeah,
Putin.
Yeah, well,
we right back at it.
Cuba was Cuba's communism, and we're seeing a huge influx of Cubans coming in. I mean, not that they're bad people, but the Cuban people I've seen for myself is at least 65% black. And look, so I can tell you.
I take that shit back, man.
What?
I take that shit back the way some of these motherfuckers driving out here. I'm just hitting the road, man. They don't need to be driving. They need to let the computer drive, man. I take that back, man. Some of these motherfuckers don't need to be out of the wheel, man.
Hey, man, we needed a special travel reporter. We're going to make you that. Thank you, brother, for the update on travel support of why he think now you might need to drive. AI car. Hey, I'm with you on that one because there's some crazy people driving now. But nonetheless. All I'm saying is, don't y'all find it strange that the technology was already ready for us? It made it seem like they was fighting. It's like wrestling. It's like they, like my man always say, my Muhammad brother always say, Brother G, he say, hey, it's like they wrestling, playing wrestling. They pretend to be enemy. At the end of the day, they go home and they get down. So how do we stop that concept too? Because the truth of the facts of how our history is has been really warped. Big time, because there's no way that indigenous people could have possibly just gave it over the way they're saying. It just doesn't make no sense, especially of people that had civilized tribes. John Hanson came up. I'm gonna tell you, some Spanish brothers and sisters down here is now seeing about when remember the Morrison said go get all that your nationality card. Me and some Spanish brothers who I talk with all the time. Is being told that now on they apps. So they got people down here in Spanish doing the same thing. And I said, you know, they came from the morning. They said, yeah. They were actually was telling me about the five black presidents and all that. I said, man, I know you've been telling us that. I said, man, it's amazing how far the knowledge is still to my age, to what I learned, to what's going on. Now we see a whole new generation finding out the same stuff that we first was hearing. Now they're hearing it now. It's like, damn, it's a hell of a catch-up game. Now, here's the question for all of us that we got to play. Are we growing enough, and do we need that many to be able to stand cancer? Your antibiotics is you out there listening. If what happened is, think about it. If y'all don't stick together wherever you got no problem at, if you ain't got no problem, peace be with you. If you see your area becoming chaos, lots of people coming in, people you seeing more different,
you are going to see chaos. And that's where you better prepare yourself.
Let me say this real quick. Where I'm at in Illinois now,
go
the group
right ahead.
Of people who are
go right ahead.
It's two groups of people that's sticking together. It's the people, like you said, it's coming in, but then it's the people that's downstate, the majority of white people. All this shit that's going on in Chicago, Cook County, they not with it. They done already said we want to separate from Cook County, Chicago, because y'all making decisions for the whole state, and we don't have the same mindset. So that's already set in stone.
Right, it's about a
but
mindset.
Then at the same time, like we said, what we were saying earlier, the people ain't not down with this fucking global program, they leaving. They leave me here, going to y'all,
now,
Florida, Georgia, whatever. But then how
right,
long
so,
is that
so going
to...
Like, hold on. They're going to go into free states, just like the man said earlier in the law where blacks were able, the indigenous was able. I'm going to say the indigenous original people was able to move because they said, yeah, we know you free. Y'all can move. That caused them to move into areas where they had to amalgamate into different tribal things and create with the sex game and all that going on until they got to the point where we at today. And then they came with their sex game, which is the mulatto albino game. This game is very well orchestrated because the albino people, and if you don't know nothing about magic and all that, just listen carefully. Black Panther, that gorilla was white. That gorilla was an albino. In the comic book, they could not put it on because it would have gave you too much information.
Mm-hmm.
If they'd have made that, if they'd
Jack
have made
Kirby
that gorilla white,
Lee.
Oh yes, yes, if they'd have made that gorilla white. In that original script that Stan Lee first gave to y'all, and the Black Panther didn't come to be the Black Panther. His back was against the wall, and he could do nothing else but fight. Now that is part of the concept. Now, according to the Disney Black Panther, he gave up all his rights to the look at the word vibranium. Your brain is in this thing, they gave all the vibranium. And then, like you said before, now I'm telling you, the indigenous people of each area, go ahead. What was up?
Dry bones. But see, you pointed out, and there's a missing piece in that, because the ritual in which they did in using the plant medicine to be able to take them to the other side, because that's the problem.
Yeah,
see, we talk about antibiotics. That's man-made, but what we're talking about is the farm you see is in nature. Plants have the energy to, that's why people are out here taking ayahuasca and the mushrooms and the different psychotropics is because this is how we rewire our neural net and being able to rewire your.
In the last movie, movie, that synthetic herb, it was synthetic. Like what you said, it was 3D printed. But that was only because Killmonger in the first movie destroyed the original Galactic Purple Earl plants. And then the sister, after the brother died, the Black Panther, she had to go back and create it synthetically with technology. That's the switch they made between the movies.
Now, hold on. Y'all see this happening now. The World Health Organization is deeming that growing things is unnatural. That's all they're doing is making for what's really going on. Use blackface now. Blackface is the easiest way. Yeah, GMO. So, now you see that they got us to watch us now. I told y'all, Charlton Heston, I used to love the Planet Apes. He's one of the great sci-fi. When he did that Sword and Green, which you still got to pay for on Netflix and stuff, because that's how they know you watching it. That Sword and Green, where it made death nice, gave you a visual, you would pretend like you was in a poppy field and all that shit. That, do everybody realize that Bill Gates brought up all the farmland? That means the indigenous blacks, whites, all who claim America, has been given a decree to give up all farmland like they did back in the great day of the what? Civil War, before they gave all their farmland. That was the whole thing. They gave all their farmland. In the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So look at
this, The fake wall is what it is. Ukraine.
There we go.
Ukrainian. That's your cranium, man. That's bullshit. Your cranium.
Thank you.
That's why I love y'all to drive. But we just made it sound so simple, didn't we? Just in the last 5 minutes, sounded like even a kid.
And BlackRock is founding the rebuilding of Ukraine.
Yeah, ain't that amazing? How you couldn't but make this up?
Did you
if
see?
Tried.
But have you seen the movie Tenet? They showing where the Ukrainians had this had gotten this technology where they could go into the future and re-know the future, and they had by using uranium from Chernobyl, and this is what they were making in Ukraine, and they had to get this weapon because they were getting ready to destroy the world with World War III by using this technology that had been given to them by the aliens. So the movie is called Tenet. It's on Netflix.
I'm glad you said that because right now.
And I got the DVD with me. You can get it free from the library. If you got a library card, you can go check them out, watch it, and keep it as long as you want to return it.
Now that coming out, and that making sense to me, because believe me, I feel you 100% on that.
Now you know what Ukraine is being fought for because of its minerals.
Yeah. Well, we said Ukraine. We've been all saying it. All who've been listening to all these programs have been saying it's Frankenstein. That's where Frankenstein came from in Ukraine. And the concept of these, all these dudes that we talk about all came from the area of Bulgaria, Transylvania, Kazakhstan, like brother says, and Frankenstein. One thing that we all want to, today, if you go to any area, where that, you see a whole influx because of immigration. So we got Moroccan restaurants. We got all that. We got all these immigrants coming here, and to say that it has it not happened before, I'll be hypocritical. Is this not a cycle of how new orders are being made? Because America, for some strange reason, is able to be a global takeover place. I mean, totally usurp everything, like y'all said. They said they're going to erase history. Y'all letting them do it by erasing history. They easily erase the history. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question. I like the occult world. So I listen. Well, I'm going to give y'all 3 minutes to listen. This is Ron L. Hubbard, one of the richest churches in the world. Black folks in it, white folks in it. Even Nation Islam is in it. And this is what he had to say about Africa, y'all. I play it once in a while because it's so bizarre, but Scientology. Ever see a Scientology building? Does it ever look not shit? You ever see one? They always around good places, nice architecture, whatever you see them. Think about now black lodges, black Masonic lodges, y'all. I hope y'all craft brothers listening. You ever see craft lodges in the hood? They look just like shit. Anybody? Could we get a yeah or nay? All depends.
Yeah.
Prince Hall Buffalo. Lodge, the Prince Hall Lodge in Philadelphia is
gonna say
that
areas.
One is to be seen. It's a
well, that's the Mother Lodge, but that's why I told you Philadelphia with the Nation of Islam with the Black Mafia of when these drug dealers were the biggest drug dealers in the world was of that time frame. Yeah, so I understand Philadelphia. I said Philadelphia was one of the cities that was extorting the drug dealers. I would never know this because thank goodness people give documentaries and told the truth. The rest of people still alive.
Yeah, but Philadelphia on Walnut Street was where the first prison in America was run by the Quakers, and they called it a penitentiary because the persons that were put in it were given a candle and a Bible, and they had to do penance.
Yeah,
to
I believe it. Yeah.
Work off their crime.
Well, they would do their people first.
The word
they would do that to them. They would do their own people. They built their own penitentiary. Because remember, they was penalizing their own people. They wasn't messing with the indigenous people first. They were trying to get to know these people. They were just like anybody else. They moved in because they made the treaties with the Moors for every time they wanted to do a treaty, they brought Prince Whipple over. That's why I don't understand how y'all can make this shit up. Every time these people wanted to do a treaty, they had to bring over the Moroccans. Because Moroccans was the ones that gave them the charter. Am I making this up, anybody? Huh? Mother Lodge in Philadelphia? Mother Lodge in D.C.? Am I making this up that they had to get a charter from the Moroccans?
And even And okay. Even the Haitians, sure, because
not.
Things you talk about Philadelphia, when they had the smallpox epidemic, the cure for smallpox was given by a Haitian because they called it cowpox. And what they did was took the pus off and rubbed it over the person to protect you. It's kind of like a patch.
They even said that the first vaccination was black folks. The first when the CDC wanted us to take shots, I went on their website after I didn't see the chick no more. And guess what I found? There's a website showing the first black scientist who helped with the first vaccines in America in the early days, and that was with the smallpox. And so they already know this. See, the enemy, they already know this. They know that the masses of our people that look like us don't know this. So that's why they're able to capitalize, because they know that they're feeding them, and they're going to make those people become our worst enemy. Watch and see. Because the more you teach these people that the CDC actually put me onto it, the first, they wanted everybody to get this COVID shot. They started showing that blacks were the first ones to make it. I said, damn, ain't that amazing? They want to show us
now. It's called propaganda.
Right.
Yeah, but
the black woman. Not the black man, the black woman. They made sure they put the womb in front.
That black woman was the first one. We don't even see her no more. Has anybody seen the chick that was the first one to get the shot? Right.
MK Archer. MK Archer is gone.
I ain't seen her no more. Saying there's an Oprah fan.
Yeah, I saw.
Wiped out.
You saw her?
Well, I just saw a film of her when she took the shot, but I ain't seen her recently. What happened?
I don't see her. Like,
nothing.
She would be on today's show. She would
and
be
you,
on all
you
the
don't
shows.
See that, you don't see that doctor that was speaking out against the shot that was leading the doctors when they were there in Washington protesting at the shot and the vaccination.
Nothing.
She disappeared.
Yeah.
She disappeared.
Look what happened to Al Roker, man. Look what happened to Al Roker, man. He took that shot, damn near died, man. All the blood clots and shit.
Well, I just want y'all to hear something right quick because at 1 o'clock they shut off. I'm just saying this, everybody. If y'all don't think this chick, this woman thing, and everything that's going on is a mystery, I do not know how anybody can tell me today that the Dragon family, Enter the Dragon family. See, opium. You know what they sent the black face from America?
Bruce Leroy.
The Lee family.
And the basketball player, what was his name? Abdul?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah, he played.
Lou Alcindor, who became... Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
And let me let y'all know something. I love all our films. Mm-hmm. I looked at Pam Grier. I love Pam Grier. And Pam Grier was fighting all of it. If she do a movie or book about what she said about these men, it was amazing what she said about Jabbar and all that. I said, wow. And I could tell she's telling the truth. But we got to realize, too. We can't be held unaccountable if these deals were made with black people who was of sovereign means or sovereign territory. That means this territory said they judge. The only way America could be America, everybody, this is why we don't even know what we're singing. We're singing these Masonic songs from the halls of Tripoli. And I know some of y'all do, so y'all just come, feel free to jump in. Halls of Tripoli. Montezuma, they told you they all worship under these sacred orders.
Mm-hmm.
All the Montezuma.
LeBron James is getting ready. He's on track to break Kareem's scoring record. Ain't that something?
Hey, but look who Pam, your cousin is. Hey, Jabone, you know who Pam, your cousin is, ain't it? Rosie Greer.
Who cousin?
75.
Oh,
Pam Greer.
Rosie Greer. Yes, sir. Rosie Greer. That's a cousin. Oh, man. But you know, Rosie Greer went into sci-fi, and remember he had the white man's neck on him? It was a movie where...
He was the one that held Sirhan when he shot Robert Kennedy.
Yep. Plus, he was in Daniel Boone playing an indigenous person, man. You was a Daniel Boone, man, back in the day. Playing and like you was real one of us.
Right.
From Rosie Greer, from this country.
That's right. Rosie Greer was a damn good football player, transitioned perfectly into Hollywood. Like I said, he played the man with two heads. He played the man with two heads with Rustin Crawford. They were connected to surgery. Yes, they was. They were connected to surgery. Yeah. The white man had looked at him. It was a man with two heads. You better look it up.
Well, that's Ben Carson. What did Ben Carson do? He was the first neurosurgeon to separate Siamese twins at the brain.
That's right. And again, look how black folks kind of went at him for how. I'm going to tell y'all something about our people. And it's just a strange thing. But it really is happening. Now, no matter what we say or what anybody say, facts matter. I can go to any hood and see and do an ethnic check and see that the land and property is not by indigenous black people. Yeah, I'm talking about those who never came from nowhere. Right here, it's a strange thing. And those families that had the money are tight-knit families in these areas of Washington, D.C. What's the rich area over in D.C.? They keep their power. Different sectors of black.
Like the Pritzkers.
they keep their power, and they be black families mixed with white people. So I don't know how we looking at all this in a lot of ways. I know the cult world says that color stuff is by design because these people could be looking just like me. I'm going to leave it like that. They could be looking just like me. Just like me. Or they could be looking like the superstar like Bruce Lee. But when I see they people talking like this, it's in the U.S. government telling me that this is what they want to happen, and she getting all that money by the Democratic Party. That's the party that's giving her all this money to say.
One other thing that we're seeing now, and I think this is a response to the rise of Delta, is more willingness among governmental authorities and others to mandate the vaccine. We saw that yesterday the VA said it's going to require the vaccine for its employees. We saw the mayor of New York, the governor of California. Do you anticipate seeing more in this vein, more requirements?
Yes, and it cannot come soon enough. We have hit a wall when it comes to vaccinations in this country. We're just not going to get anywhere close to the vaccine levels that we need in order to prevent another surge of coronavirus and the development of new mutations and new variants over time. Really, what we need to do is to make a decision as a society. I mean, we have laws, for example, against drunk driving. You can drink in your home or in private if you would like, but we have a law saying that if you want to get behind a wheel where you could potentially endanger other people, then that's not allowed. That's against the standards of conduct in our society. I think at some point we need to make a similar decision about the vaccine. You can remain unvaccinated if you so choose, but if you want to be in public and potentially could be infecting others with a dangerous and sometimes fatal disease that's highly transmissible, then there's an obligation of society. I mean, I think you could have an opt-out the way that France, for example, or Italy and other countries are doing, saying that if you want to be in bars, restaurants, movie theaters, et cetera, either be vaccinated or have proof of a recent negative test. I hope that we move in that direction as a country here, because at the end of the day, I don't really understand why people have the choice to be infecting our vulnerable children or immunocompromised people or even others who have taken the responsible choice to get vaccinated.
Now, this is a woman, Lena Lynn Wynn, look like Bruce Lee.
Sound like a black woman, man. That's a black woman, ain't she black?
Yeah, no, she's Chinese, Lena Wynn. Lena Wynn is Chinese.
Oh, hell.
Chinese, but running the government health department here. And you see the killer instinct in her? We just need to kill these. She basically said we need to just kill. Now, I remember watching Kung Fu back in the day, how they used to show the Chinese being so-called ridiculed. Remember Kung Fu with David Carradine and shit? He was really white, learned from a Sherlock monk and shit. And I said to myself, you know, and I remember Bonanza having whatever. Bonanza Cook. Can't think of the
Chopstick. Hop scene.
Yeah, we have seen. You know, we had that type of insurgents with them, and then they gave us clues, like y'all just said. They always had a black superstar, Sammy Davis Jr., and a rifleman. We had great stars, Harold Fowney and all them playing in Westerns. We had all that.
Buck and the Preacher.
Buck and the Preacher. We'll have great movies. Thomasina Bourgeois. We seen that we were Western in comedy, Raising Saddles. But then we see the thing is how did
yeah Thomasina Bourgeois, man, that was a good
yeah.
movie, man. That
was a good movie.
Bourgeois, man,
that was a good
yeah,
movie.
He
started
just
like Bonnie Clyde.
Yeah, yeah.
He just died.
We remember all that good. Yeah, we remember all them good movies going to the theater back in Buffalo, the Lowe's, Buffalo, watching the movies all back when we was young kids, having fun and seeing all that. Now, the question I ask, our people at the time all this is going on is in a civil rights state of mind. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. We was in no other mind. Nobody had us. We can't say we was independent. We was in a civil rights by majority state of mind, not the filtering ones out that might join the Nation of Islam or the Yahweh or whatever other group or the 5%ers or all that. That's a small fringe groups. These are small fringes compared to the masses that was under the civil rights mindset.
But dry ball.
And we grew up with the civil rights mindset. It took me a minute to get out of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, the civil rights, you had to get out of it because in that using that word, you still in the Civil War. As long as we keep saying civil mindset or civil rights, we're still fighting a civil war. I'm a human being. So I have birth rights by coming out of a woman that looked like me, that there you're born free. And the part in which we're doing is that they are offering ways in which they want to enslave us.
Let's say that. Hold on. Let's go with the first laws of women bondage. We talking about the DR, Dominican Republic, because it's not even in America yet. We talking about these Caribbean islands where the mama and them was being indentured for servitude. They were using her for a long time. So that concept of is not no new one by the white man. That's kind of like an ancient type of thing where they decided the women are bond servants. That's in the Bible, it's bond servants. And then men was concubines or eunuchs as well. I looked at the slave thing quite well, and I just want people to know something. I don't like to play with it. I don't think we should just all the time try to put, just look up global slavery, everybody, global. Get your mind out that white man slavery. That's one that y'all think is the only slavery somehow. Just put global slavery, and then tell me some of the techniques that you've seen in the early parts of slavery was just not brought down through time. And modified to whichever.
Right. Let me go back to something real quick before we get off. In 1790, however, the earliest citizenship law reserved rights to citizenship by naturalization to free white persons or white male property owners. So who was the real original first slaves then? This is dealing with that immigration bill we was talking about earlier.
Right. That the so-called, I'm nervous about this because, again, I'm seeing that they're building heavy duty here. I'm sure other cities are seeing record growth. Who are they building these for? Your salary, just by I'm making an estimated guess that most people have to know that these houses are in the upper $300,000 right now for less space, in some areas. So for less space, you pay $300,000. Most houses in southern Florida are over $400,000 plus for the same space in some areas. It's depending where you're located. You near water and you got a piece of shit, it's still worth $400,000. Now, somebody would have to explain that to me, how somebody could tell me who is buying it and who are they preparing for. Because they ain't preparing for a lot of people.
But dry bones, aren't they doing the buying of these homes and then they're leasing and then renting them out? They're no longer selling them. They're
some people,
monopolizing.
No, but some people have had, no, that's for some. I'm talking about the like these big apartment buildings that are truly expensive. Some of them are still sitting there. It's like you very seldom see activity. If you go to these super ones they got built near the beach now, they got like a Porsche one built. Unbelievable. I mean, you almost have to say, well, who's thinking this up? It's on a beach.
is in the areas where the water can flood too. They don't even care. All that about flooding the ecology is a hoax.
And the million-dollar properties that's up here, like in the, towards Evanston, around Northwestern and the lakefront, they're being charged property taxes now to pay for the new reparations program they're trying to institute, along with taxing the marijuana dispensaries.
But what they got the magical mile. What is the magical mile in Chicago? They gave that name is because every place on there is a million-dollar apartment or home or condo.
Right. The Magnificent Mile.
But we've got in Chicago, they got million-dollar zip codes. Is because they got so many people that's got criminal records that they know that they have $1 million in that zip code that they can count on because of the criminality and the people that they've incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
Plus that underworld, that underground city underneath Chicago too. All of that. That's worth a lot of money. They got that stuff.
That's
they got
Denver.
That.
Denver got it over underground because I camped at right there in front of Fort Carson's and Cheyenne Mountain. They trains run through there. The whole military base is in a mountain.
Yes, and it spreads. Or it's underground throughout America. It's underground. For real. They can come up and set up anything. Come out of there, bring their actors. Okay, I need you to set up over here. I need you over there. I need you to be dead. I need you to... Boy, they got it all planned out.
But see, that makes sense. Think about it for a minute. They, you know, the mainstream media is thinking, telling you that, oh, we got all these aliens. They're coming from, quote-unquote, outer space, and all the time, they're actually already here, underground, underneath your city, and they're just coming up at certain times, whatever.
Right, because you have them in the ocean and you have them in land. And what they are is this is why you talk about Shambhala, the underground city. That's why they made Journey to the Center of the Earth, because they were telling us right then when they made that movie, there is a civilization within this earth and the core of the sun, the iron molten sun that's in the center of the earth that keeps our gravity is where these civilizations still exist now. That's why
it's
the government
funny.
Is restricted certain areas in the Grand Canyon because there are tunnels, which they found in the early 1920s, and the Smithsonian harvested and found Egyptian mummies and artifacts and the pathways to the inner earth that travels through and goes into back into the land, the different continents. So we've got to understand that our ancestors have been telling us this and allowing us to understand that these are the ways of which we have been able to survive through the ice ages and all the things that happen on the surface of this planet. They say in the prayer, in heaven as it is in earth, not on earth, in earth.
Right. In earth. Now, this is what I connected, the Anunnaki and Kemet, the Egyptians. Aren't they the same thing? Same language? Same people?
No, they're not, because the Egyptians are what we're looking at Sirius, which is the star, the largest star is Isis. These are the Syrians are the people that the Kemetic was. Just as the Olmec said, the people from Sirius is the ones that came there and left their heads there. We have different constellations because that's why we follow the Big Dipper, is because that's where the Palladians are. You have the Palladians, you have the Syrians, you have the Arcturians, and then you have what Gariah Stitchin talks about is the Greys and the Anunnakis. But there are what we call the Galactic Federation. Every galaxy has its own federation and people that represent it, and they're all watching this planet.
Now, what I meant by because of the language, Anu,
and Amun and An, all of that. That's why I thought they were connected.
Yeah, but what we have to understand is that that's when we wrote in Medu-Neter, and we wrote without the alphabet, the A-E-I-O-U. We wrote in just pictures, and these are the languages of difference. This is the language in which they created by being servants to those people, but we had a different language in the way that we wrote in the glyphs, because it's the signs, and it says in their Helios Biblios, he named the sun, the moon, the stars, and the constellations, and the signs and the symbols. Signs is that you have petroglyphs, you have pictures that are left in which they wrote all over Kemet, thing was written on, because they had to leave a language in which we could interpret to see what we need to be doing. And that's why we have our scholars like Teofilo Benga, Mario Beatty, and Sheikh Anta Diop. These were all Egyptologists that studied the language of our ancestors.
And Diop just had a born date, December 29th.
Yeah, but we also had John Henry
Dr.
Clark
Ben,
January the 1st.
John Henry
Dr.
Clark,
Ben
yep.
was 31st. They just yep. had Earth Days. And how soon do we forget? Because, I mean, I remember sitting with Dr. Ben and sitting with Dr. Clark. And January the 1st, we will be at Larry Obadeli's house having dinner with him and Mama Sybil, with Asa, Dr. Finch. All of the different scholars would come there and honor him, even Khalid Muhammad would come mm-hmm. and have dinner with Dr. Clark.
Yeah, Dr. Finch ain't no joke, man. I'd like to talk to him. He lives somewhere in Atlanta, man. Dr. Finch ain't no joke. I know he got some pretty-ass daughters, man. You go to his website, man. One of his daughters,
God damn,
he got some pretty-ass daughters.
Yeah, and he's over there. He's over there at East. Over there East Point. He's in East Point because he retired from Morehouse because he taught at Morehouse School of Medicine. And so Dr. Finch is kind of like the last of the old scholars that's still here.
Yes, sir.